family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
May the road rise up to meet you, especially as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day here on the Cigarro Dave Show. As we have moved from Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, but we have taken Wuhan virus protections. First of all, the entire area has been thoroughly disinfected. I am wearing a full BioLevel 4 PPPS, personal pressure or positive pressure personal suit. It's not going to be easy getting my cigar in through this suit. And by the way, it's not easy when you have to conduct beer expelling maneuvers or spirit expelling maneuvers, but we are set. We are ready. St. Patrick's Day is upon us. We are ready for St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers. Long Oash greetings and salutations, a long Ash snappy salute. Cigarro Dave coming to you front and center. As always, your global alpha male and your five-star general in chief, as we have moved Command Center Alpha, don't you know, to the Davidoff, the old Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. And joining us, as always, it is longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show and our resident sommelier, Dave Cavettis. Greetings, sommelier Dave.
General Long Ash, greetings, oh General, to you. It's been great week, month, year for me. Just enjoying life. I am so excited to drink some whiskeys, smoke a great cigar, and forget about the Wuhan. And let's do some Irish today.
We will do loads of Irish. We have a fantastic selection of Irish whiskey tastings that we will conduct. And Somadi Dave, you've also got some very nice Irish cocktails that we'll be enjoying as well.
Yes, we do. I've got about seven of them that we're going to run through today, starting with an Irish coffee, going all the way down to Irish gold. It'll be very delectable.
And a man that loves Irish whiskey, longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, Danny O'Williams. Danny, greetings. Great to have you on. You've been to numerous shows, but now we're actually putting you on the air. We've given you a microphone. This could be dangerous.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you being along and trying some of these whiskeys today.
And now one thing, you've already conducted litation ceremony maneuvers. You got to wait for us. Okay? You got to wait. This is how it works
I've
on
learned
the
hard
show.
Way.
Exactly. And we've got some great cigars. In fact, the Arturo Fuente Florafina 858 with a Candela wrapper, green, St. Patrick's Day. So that's how we will celebrate. So, Sergeant Steve, let's cue up some St. Patrick's Day Irish music, shall we? And by the way, this morning I did bathe. I started, first of all, with a bowl of frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. And I had my Irish Spring soap in the shower, so I'm feeling, and I'm wearing a little bit of bluish green. But I can tell you my Clorox disinfecting wipes are green for St. Patrick's Day, and my special tumbler that I have here is also green. I will tell you that my Allcare Steris, the foam sanitizing hand solution that I have that is used at Cleveland Clinic that I bought a case of, unfortunately is purple. But there is some green in the label here, as you will attest. And in fact, you know what? I think I'm going to just listen to this. Oh, yeah. Can you hear that? I'm going to just make sure my hands are properly foamed and disinfected. Because as we battle the Wuhan virus across the globe, we must be ever vigilant. In fact, we did not shake hands. I had Sommelier Dave and Danny O bow to me, just like they were in Japan. But I did not bow back because I'm not Obama. I do not bow. That's not how it works. They bow to the five-star or salute whenever, or the little elbow tap that always works as well. Well, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day. What is it? Of course, it's a day to go out and have some great Irish food and go to an Irish Day parade, although we'll get to that because there are some cancellations. But also enjoy some great Irish spirits, Irish beer, and just enjoy. You don't have to be Irish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It is the Feast of St. Patrick's Day, a cultural religious celebration held on March 17th, the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. He lived from 385 to 461. It is a public holiday in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and believe it or not, in the Canadian provinces of Newfoundland and Labrador, where they are known for their retrievers. Also, widely celebrated in the UK, Canada, United States, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere where there are Irish people, and everybody is Irish on St. Paddy's Day, and it's coming up Tuesday. My favorite was when it was a few years ago. Well, it was maybe about 7, 8 years ago. It was on Friday. Then it was on a Saturday. That was perfect. In fact, I think they had to move St. Patrick's Day to the Friday either before, actually the Friday before St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March. That way everybody gets the whole day to celebrate. And you go right into the weekend. So a lot of traditions, great parades, Irish food. You got to wear the little shamrock green clover. You wear green. And I love it when people, I mean everybody, even if you're not Irish and I am not Irish, but I wear green on St. Patrick's Day. Do you do that, Somalia?
Yes, Danny? I sure do.
Sergeant Steve?
Yes.
Exactly. You're wearing green today? Sergeant Steve, in anticipation?
I'm half Irish, though.
So. Oh, you are?
Callahan.
Which half? The right, the left, the top, or the bottom?
He'll figure it out.
My mom's family's Callahan. O'Callahan.
O'Callahan. There you go. Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So you can officially celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You are really, like, official.
Yes.
Okay. Goes way back to Ireland.
Yes.
All right. Well, you get special dispensation, Sergeant Steve. So there you go. You get some extra Irish whiskey today. Fantastic. Well, everybody wears green. And I love when people, like, are oblivious to it. And on St. Patrick's Day, they'll come in wearing purple, red, blue. And I'm like, St. Patrick's Day. They go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Mostly betas.
Yes.
They're not the brightest, let's
face
it. But we all know. So big-time parades in the United States, Chicago, Boston, here in the cigar city of Tampa. Believe it or not, Russia, all over the world. Canada, but with the Wuhan virus, many precautions are being taken. St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston has been canceled. St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago, canceled. Now, I know here in the cigar city of Tampa, they make the Hillsborough River green. I don't think they don't really do a parade, but a lot of people come out. I don't think that's going to stop people from coming out. But nonetheless, the Wuhan virus, we don't call it coronavirus. Let's call it what it is, Wuhan virus. This virus originated in Wuhan in China. And my good friend President Xi of China, who President Trump liked to say did a great job, as you know, I've been very clear on this. The Chinese commie bastards, they suppressed this, they hid it, they endangered not only the world's health, but the world economy as we are seeing. Because they did not, as a communist government, want to acknowledge it. They don't give a damn about the health of the rest of the world. That's why I say, fellow alphas, the Chinese communists, not the Chinese people. Chinese people don't want to live under that rule. The Chinese communists are enemies not only of America, they are enemies of the world. Go to somebody in Italy. Go to somebody in South Korea. Go across the globe and say, what do you think of China right now? And they'll tell you about the Chinese communists. They're all enemies of the world. But unfortunately, this has impacted parades. And these are traditions. I mean, these parades have gone on for years and years and years. But we will continue to celebrate St. Patrick's Day here on the Cigar Dave Show today. Now, St. Patrick's Day, there's some various foods. Somebody, Dave, what is your favorite Irish food?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Okay, corned beef and cabbage. You can't go wrong with that.
No.
Bangers and mash to start breakfast, which is sausages and mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Danny-o,
an Irish beer.
To start for breakfast. That's
exactly.
Good. Very good. There you go. Well, here's what a full Irish breakfast consists of. It's very hearty. It is definitely not, you know, like a little fruit-related breakfast. You have to have bacon, sausages, eggs, so far so good, fadge. Do you know what fadge is?
No.
It is Irish potato bread.
Nice.
And boxty. Do you know what boxty is?
No.
I didn't either. Irish griddle cakes. You can add a few slices of soda bread or wheaten bread. You drink down plenty of tea, and you are set to go for the day. Now let's talk about some main courses. I love Irish stew. Can't go wrong with that. Bangers and mash you can't go wrong with. Have you ever had Dublin coddle?
Not recently.
But you know what it is?
No.
Well, you said not recently. I figure that means you knew what it is. Sergeant Steve, you're half Irish. Do you half know what Dublin coddle is?
I do not half know what that is.
You do not know. Once again, I have to come to the rescue. It is a layered dish consisting of bacon, pork sausage, and potatoes. Or you can also have the traditional national Irish dish, Irish stew, lamb, potato. For those of you that are vegetarians that don't eat meat,
forget it.
They have lamb. No, lamb. Lamb instead. It's not meat. It's lamb. Remember my big fat Greek wedding when she says, I'm going to make you, we're going to have some meat. And he says, well, I'm a vegetarian. She goes, no meat? Okay, I make lamb. There you go. So we will have lamb, potatoes, onions, leeks, carrots in Irish stew. You can also have beef and Guinness pie. Irish stew made with the signature beer, then baked under a flaky pastry crust. Can't go wrong. Here are some other side dishes that you can serve as well. Mashed potatoes, you can never go wrong with. But if you want to take it to the next level, there's something called champ, which is mashed potatoes with green onions. Or you can flavor it up with some calcannon, which combines leftover mashed potatoes with fresh kale and sautéed onions. Onions, yes. Kale doesn't do anything for you. I mean, really.
I love kale.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you eat those kale chips?
Yeah, no, but I saute up kale.
Because they have no taste.
Yeah.
Okay, well, kale's good. Okay, it's like, okay. Now, there's some cakes and puddings that people make as well. The Irish bread and butter pudding, which also very nice. And then for an after a meal libation, you can certainly have a glass of Guinness. You certainly can't go wrong. So great feast, great Irish dishes that we all like. But you can never go wrong with Irish stew, corned beef and cabbage, bangers and mash.
Do they eat haggis?
Let's talk about haggis. Do you know what haggis is?
No.
Danny, do you know what haggis is?
No.
Well, haggis, how should I put this? Let's put it this way. It is a Scottish dish, so it's not Irish, consisting of a sheep or calf's offal, which is their intestines, mixed with suet, oatmeal seasoning, boiled in a bag, traditionally made from the animal's stomach. So I will pass on the haggis. But when Vice President Pence went to go see Prime Minister Boris Johnson about 4 months ago or so in the UK at 10 Downing Street, they were talking about trade. And Boris Johnson said, well, we've talked about many things. We've talked about trade. In fact, we'd like to open our market to haggis. The American people, unfortunately, can't get our haggis. I'm sure they would enjoy our haggis and our shower trays. And I remember telling Sergeant Steve, shower trays? What the hell? Shower trays? I can tell you, after finding out what haggis is, because Mick the Brit gave me a full explanation, there is no way in hell Americans are clamoring to get British haggis, okay? I think we ought to keep that off the free trade menu. Put a giant tariff on it. We don't want haggis anywhere near us. No, thank you. Now, here's an interesting factoid you may or may not know about St. Patrick's Day. George Washington's troops, who were Irish at the time, marched up Broadway on the 17th of March. They celebrated the first St. Patrick's Day in New York in the late 1700s.
Wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely. And, of course, now we think about St. Patrick's, again, food, party, Irish music, just a day to enjoy yourself and have a party. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Boston hosted the world's first St. Patrick's Day parade, 1737. New York followed. And then the Irish took the parade from the United States to Ireland.
Wow.
Didn't go the other way around. Didn't know that, did you?
No, sure didn't.
All right.
You're
now,
a plethora of information this morning.
And as Paul Harvey would say, and now, my friends, you know the rest of the story. Cigar Day, good day. All right, let's talk about Irish whiskey. We've got a whole plethora. Irish whiskey has had a huge rise in popularity the last, I would say, 7 years or so.
Well, since 1990, actually.
Is it 1990?
Yeah, believe it or not, because the amount of Irish whiskey that was being created and consumed in the 1800s was the world's leading, and then it just about disappeared.
Right.
So since the 1990s, it's had about a 15% continual growth.
But I will say this, that Irish whiskey, as you said, once the most popular spirit in the world. And for whatever reason, its popularity fell.
Yeah, there's various reasons. There's like four or five different economic reasons and whatever hit it all at one time. It just took it right out of the market.
Right. And what happened was that many of the distilleries closed. So at one time in Ireland, there was only 3 to 5 distilleries. Which, now they've just exploded.
Right. There's like 25, and there's 24 on the books that come down the pike.
Correct. But many have not been operating long enough to have the whiskey produced on site sufficiently aged for sale. So, and only one of the new distilleries was operating prior to 1975, which absolutely is incredible. But Irish whiskey, one of the earliest distilled drinks in Europe, arising around the 12th century. It is believed that Irish monks brought the technique of distilling perfumes back to Ireland from their travels to the Mediterranean countries around 1000 A.D. The Irish modified that technique to obtain a drinkable spirit. Now, although termed whiskey, the spirit produced during this period would have differed from what we now recognize as whiskey. Would not have been aged, flavored with aromatic herbs such as mint, thyme, anise. But Irish Mist, a whiskey liqueur launched in 63, purportedly based on that original recipe. But when you look at the finishing of Irish whiskey, one of the reasons it's so popular, it's incredibly smooth. There's no burn on the back of the throat. There's no aftertaste. It's just very clean, very smooth. And Sommelier Dave, that is in part, number one, there's no peat
in
the water or around Ireland.
And another reason for that is most of your whiskeys are double distilled. Irish whiskeys are triple distilled. When it goes through that triple distillation, it smooths out the edges. It takes it into a whole different realm. You see in vodkas that are advertising they're 6, 7, 8 times distilled. The more you distill something, the more you take out all the cogeners, and it softens out the process.
Now, what is a cogener?
That's the little impurities in it that give it the flavors.
And it's incredibly smooth. Here's a couple of interesting facts. The oldest distillery in Ireland, the Kilbeggan Distillery, former Locks Distillery, founded by the McManus family in Kilbeggan County, Westmeath. It has been licensed and distilling since 1757. And Bushmills, 1784.
Correct.
That's a long time to be making whiskey.
Exactly. And a lot of that is tradition. Just like when I was selling a lot of wine, and you talk to a Frenchman, and he'd say, well, why did you do this process? And he would just say, well, that's because my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, he'd go down the lineage of maybe 10 generations. That's the way he did it. And it's proven true through history to do it that way.
Now, there are some legal definitions of Irish whiskey pursuant to the European Geographical Indication under regulation, also to the EU. Irish whiskey must be distilled on the island of Ireland. It can be Northern Ireland. It can be Ireland from a mash of malted cereals with or without whole grains or other cereals, which has been, number one, sacrificed by the acetase of malt, with or without natural enzymes, fermented by the action of yeast, distilled at an alcoholic strength of less than 94.8% alcohol by volume, subject to maturation of the final distillate for at least 3 years in wooden casks, such as oak, not exceeding 185 gallons per barrel.
Correct.
And only water and plain caramel coloring may be added to the distillate. Irish whiskey must have a minimum alcohol by volume content of 40% or 80 proof. And there are various varieties of Irish whiskey, single pot still, single malt, single grain, and blended. So let's talk about single pot still. What does that mean?
Single pot still would be a single distillery from a mixed mash of malt and unmalted barley. So it's all coming from a single distillery, almost like a single malt scotch. It's all from that one particular distillery. It's not a blend of any sort.
There are 25 distilleries in operation. Some newly established just started operation as well. But they're spread out throughout the entire country.
Correct.
Primarily, they lay along the eastern course, but coast, but Tullamore, Kilbeggan, central part of Ireland. And if you look at Dingle, the southwest, Bushmills, all the way at the very north of Northern Ireland.
Right. It's up there. That's Cooley County. And they've been doing it with Kilbeggan forever.
Well, as we talk about Irish whiskey, Sommelier Dave, the one thing that I think there is a misconception about Irish whiskeys is either they think it's going to be way too mild, not flavorful enough, or it's really a distant cousin, like a third cousin of Scotch whiskey. And that's not the case.
No.
In fact, many people prefer Irish whiskey to Scotch whiskey because it is smoother, doesn't have the peatiness. It is a very clean, refreshing, very bright whiskey on the palate and taste.
Right. Barley that they use is unpeated. When you peat the barley, it gives it a whole different smokiness and flavor profile. So Irish whiskeys are probably very similar to Canadian whiskeys. They're very soft, very approachable. They're light in taste. If you use a mixer with it, it accepts that mixer, whether it's orange juice or whatever else, ginger ale. It'll give you a better balance. If you did that with Scotch whiskey, it wouldn't work at all.
Yeah, you know, for example, I remember tasting, Johnny Walker Double Black.
Yeah.
They sent me a bottle, and it was so overly peaty and smoky.
Right.
I did not care for it. You could smell the peat and the smokiness as soon as I poured it.
Exactly.
I do not prefer a peaty type of whiskey, just like I like a bourbon. I prefer Tennessee whiskey because I like the double charcoal mellowing process. Gentleman Jack, one of my favorites. But when you look at Irish whiskey, it's the same thing. It's double or triple fermented.
Right. It's triple.
It is triple
distilled.
Fermented.
Distilled. Well, distilled.
So it's extra smooth.
Exactly. And what we've got here, we've got a really nice gambit to where some of the Lambay, which we did very well with last year, they've been aged in cognac barrels, but a lot of them are aged in used American bourbon barrels.
The largest purchaser of used American bourbon barrels or Tennessee whiskey barrels is the Scotch whiskey distillers and the Irish whiskey distillers.
It because it gives a lot to the whiskey's results.
Right. And as we know, for bourbon or Tennessee whiskey to be termed that legally, you can only mature it in the barrel one time. Charred oak barrel one time.
Brand new oak barrels.
Correct. And then they sell it to the Europeans and let them have at it.
Exactly.
But it does add some unique flavor characteristics. We are celebrating St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar O'Dave Show. The National Cigar O'Libation and O'Libation Ceremony is next.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Tradition traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The General is on fire today. He returns in 3 minutes. Until Cigar Dave resumes hosting maneuvers. Cigar Dave returns to the mic in 1 minute. Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. And secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the General to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, before we commence any litation or libation maneuvers, I must make sure that my hands are properly sanitized. I'm taking my Allcare Steris foam hand sanitizer. What size bottle is this? This is the big one I bought. This is the 9 ounce. This is the big one. All right, Sommelier Dave, take a little bit on there, too.
Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate
it. Danny O, take a little bit. There we go. We are practicing proper anti-Wuhan virus transmission maneuvers. I'm going to rub this in. It's got a nice emollient aroma. It's emollients, nice aroma to it, nice foam. This is state-of-the-art. This is what they use at the Cleveland Clinic. On every room, everywhere you go before in an entrance, they've got this on every wall.
You did that very well, even though you are in your personal protection suit.
That's right. My positive pressure personal protection suit. That is correct. Now, my cigar that I'm going to choose today has to be appropriate for St. Patrick's Day, and I will tell you that it has been hermetically sealed. Sealed, secured, sterilized to make sure that any Wuhan virus particulate has been totally destroyed. I would like to destroy the Chinese Communist government as well while I'm at it. Maybe we will. Who knows? But I'm going to remove it from its safety seal, also known as a cellophane wrapper. And the Arturo Fuente Florafina 858. This was the cigar that put Arturo Fuente Cigar Company on the map. A classic. Comes in three different wrappers. Comes in a Cameroon wrapper. Comes in a Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper. And it also comes in a Candela wrapper, a light green wrapper. Some call it Claro. Some call it a jade wrapper. But why is it green? Well, because they keep the chloroform or the chlorophyll inside the wrapper. They maintain it so that when it does age, it stays green. Now, at one time, the jade, the candela, the claro wrappers were extremely popular. I remember my grandfather's Cigar Abe would smoke Gold Label cigars that had the candela wrappers. But people wanted more flavor, more taste. And starting in the 80s, we started to see people gravitating towards the Colorado-type wrappers, more of a medium brown, a tan, Connecticut wrappers. We started seeing Honduran, Nicaraguan wrappers. So people started their taste changing. But when you look at this, this is actually a Connecticut shade wrapper leaf. This is Connecticut shade, and it is made in the Dominican Republic at Arturo Fuente, Dominican filler and binder. It is a classic. You cannot go wrong with this cigar. It is a wonderful 6x47. I almost call this, it's not a Toro, it's not a Lonsdale. I'd call it I'd call this either a Corona Gordo, a little bit bigger than a regular Corona, or you could call it just a... maybe a slimmer Toro, but it's a very nice size, 6x47, 6 inches in length, 47 ring gauge. Box of 25, you're talking about $150, so you're talking about $6 a cigar.
Right.
By the way, as opposed to the liberal stream media, Brian Williams of BSDNC, I know math. I know that when you divide 347 million people into 500 million, that is not 1.5 million per person. It's $1.53 per person. If Bloomberg wanted to give everybody the amount of money he spent on his campaign. But again, nobody said Brian Williams and the Libstream media were the brightest lights on the tree. $6, can't go wrong. That's what I will enjoy today.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
Well, I'm going to use an elegant cigar scissors. It's a foldable, collapsible scissors. Very elegant way to cut your cigar. Two sharpened guillotines on the end of the scissors. Beautiful job. Initially, when I came into my broadcast location here at the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, Marky Mark, the general manager, put a El Cheapo cutter, plastic with only one sided of metal guillotine. That was not going to work. He immediately dropped and gave me 20, and he brought me this beautiful cigar scissors. So that's what I would use today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
This is called the WKT, the Wuhan Killing Torch, because it's got such a hot flame and a long flame. You put this on any surface, the Wuhan virus does not stand a chance. I will use the Wuhan Killing Torch today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Listen to that crunch as I elegantly take the head of the cigar off, the cap. And what's interesting is you've got this candela light green wrapper. And then on the inside, you can see the darker brown Colorado-colored filler tobacco. Yeah, it's a strange look, but I will take my Wuhan killing device torch here. I will gently toast the foot of this cigar. And the Florafina 858 is, you can't go wrong with an Arturo Fuente Florafina 858. $6. It's a great cigar. Love the Cameroon. Love the Maduro. And it's been a long time since I've had the Candela version, so we'll give it a shot here as I puff and rotate. Gray draw. Definitely a different flavor complexion on the palate compared to the Cameroon, which is a spicy, toothy wrapper, or the Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro, which has some nice sweetness to it. This is almost, it's very mild, has some flavor, but the wrapper, which usually gives 50 to 60% of the cigar's overall flavor profile, is relatively flat. So for those that want a cigar that's going to be very mild, not a ton of spice or sweetness or richness, this would be a great choice. Now, would this be my cigar every day with this wrapper? The Florafina 858 would, but not this wrapper. I love the Cameroon. I love the Maduro. You can't go wrong between both of those as I take a few more apart. Sommelier Dave, what do you think?
Love it. Like you said, it's very mild. This is a delicious stick.
Danny O?
Fantastic cigar.
Like it so, and again, you started 35, 40 minutes before us. So what are your impressions of this Candela?
Very smooth, very, very smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that long ash that you're working on.
Very
nice.
Well, I think this will go nicely with the Irish whiskey. So Sommelier Dave, stand by. Sergeant Steve, hit it.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Sommelier Dave, we've got, I think, 16 potential Irish whiskeys we have in our lineup. We may get to all of them. We may not. We're in no rush. It's all about quality, not quantity. But first up, I think there's nothing more appropriate than a whiskey named the Irishman. Single
malt. The Irishman. It's a single malt batch. It's one of only a handful of Irish triple distilled single malts on the market. It's a classic Irish malt that's aged in oak, bourbon, and Oloroso sherry casks to give exceptional flavor and complexity. Each batch is limited to a maximum 6,000 bottles.
Well, somebody, Dave, you read it just the way I wrote it. Fantastic.
There you go.
Excellent. Let me say cheers. And first of all, looking at this, it's got almost a light caramel color. It's very light. I would scale on 1 to 10 of caramel deepness. It's maybe about a 4.
Correct. When you were reading or talking about what Irish whiskey is, you notice they did say you could add caramel color to the whiskey. So if you are aging and your barrels aren't giving you the color you want, it's just like some tequilas, you can add a color caramel to it to give it the right eye appeal that you're looking for.
Now, the aroma on the nose, very...
It should be ripe and fruity.
Yeah, it's very fruity, very bright.
Maybe some dried apricot, peach,
let's say
tropical
cheers.
Fruits, maybe a little blossom and vanilla fudge. And that's not the musical group.
Now, this
very
has
tasteful.
A little bit of spice, a little bit of warmth, has some sweetness as soon as it hits the tongue.
Sure does.
Danny, did you have some?
Yes.
What did you
good.
Think?
Excellent.
Give me your flavor profile. Give me some adjectives.
You definitely taste the caramel in it for sure. The vanilla in it.
Vanilla, yep. Definitely getting some of vanilla, little clove.
Yep.
Very
toasted
smooth.
Almonds.
Very smooth.
Maybe some honey.
Yeah, this is. I would say this is smooth, bright, fruity, and balanced. As Rocky Patel would say, it's smooth, it's bright, it's fruity, it's balanced. You're going to love it. Nobody works harder than the Irishman to make you a single malt scotch whiskey. A single malt, excuse me, whiskey, not scotch whiskey.
Exactly.
A single malt Irish whiskey. No, it's fantastic. This is very nice. Suggested retail on the Sommelier, Dave. Ballpark?
You're looking at around $24 to $29, depending on the market.
All right, so we'll say $25 to $30 range.
And the nice thing about it, on the finish, it's a little lingering. Even though it's light in flavor, you're still getting that, you know, granola or apricots all the way through to the next sip.
You know, it's got that crunchy granola taste. No wonder I wanted to go out and wear my Birkenstocks. Sergeant Steve, do you think I own a pair of Birkenstocks?
Negative.
That would be a no chance in hell. Never. Let's put it this way. It would be the same answer as, would I ever go on a cruise before Wuhan virus or after? The answer is no chance in hell. Same exact thing. But this Irishman single malt is very, very nice. Now, let's give the lineup that we're going to try to get to. We may get to all of them. We may not. Next up is the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's small batch. Then the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's single malt. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the Tullamore Dew Single Malt. Love Tullamore Dew.
Yes,
Sergeant, somebody, Dave, you introduced me to Tullamore
Dew. Yes, we did. We've done them for many, many years.
Beautiful. Can't go wrong.
We had Ryan Pines. We were over.
That's right.
At Jeannie Parola's restaurant the time we did.
That's exactly
did that.
Right. Jameson, which is a well-known name, Proper 12, Middleton, single pot still. It's called the Berry Chalky Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Redbreast. Who doesn't love breast? Redbreast is good. This is the Lustau edition. Mm-hmm. Redbreast 12, the Redbreast 15 year age. Then we're going to have a Irish whiskey you introduced us to last year.
Correct.
Called Slane. Triple
Slane.
Cast.
Yeah.
Magnificent. Finian's Five Provinces. Bushmills Red Bush. I prefer the Black Bush or Darker
there
Bush myself, but who doesn't love Bush? Especially Red
I
Bush,
love
Black
Bush,
exactly. And then we're going to cap it off with two very unique, what I call boutique
yes.
Irish whiskeys, the Lambay Single Malt Cognac Finished and the Lambay Small Batch Cognac Finished. And then we've got some other Irish whiskey-related cocktails and libations that we will share with you. So let's do this, Simone Dave. Let's go to the next on the list, Lord Lieutenant's Kinahan's. Who is Lord Lieutenant Kinahan?
Well, he was founded this whiskey back in 1779. The small batch release came from a desire to blend a selection of ages and a specially selected variety of ex-bourbon cask, which creates a very well-balanced traditional whiskey. This is an entry level into their heritage collection. They've got more than, as we'll taste, they have a 10-year-old, but they have about three or four different expressions.
All right, so let me take, by the way, this is much lighter. This almost has, looks like apple cider almost, a very, very light goldish hue.
That's amazing you said that because I got cider when I put it on the palate.
Yeah, well, just on the nose?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little of the apple cider aroma.
Let it's me got say, fruitiness
cheers.
Of the apple ciders, roasted almonds, maybe a touch of allspice.
This is very spicy.
Butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. This is a flavor bomb. It's smooth, not
very
a lot of warmth.
Smooth.
But this is loaded with spicy, sweet flavor. Very nice. Danny, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You can taste the almond in it. It definitely got the...
It stands right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say this jumps on your palate.
You know, neat over the rocks. This is a really good sipping whiskey. With this cigar, this is a perfect day to spend... You know, with the loved ones and that.
Yeah, this is just a flavor bomb of, and I want to break this down because we're going to have all of the tastings and the notes, pictures, will be at CigarDave.com after the show. Actually, we loaded, before we had the tasting notes, just the listing of what we're going to have, but we'll have all the tasting notes so you can take it with you if you want to buy some Irish whiskey in time for Tuesday. But this jumps on your palate. Perfectly, just perfect to drink neat. Flavor bomb with sweetness and subtle spice. This is a five-star selection all the way.
Definitely.
Five-star selection. No ifs, no ands, no buts. I'm going to take another sip of this.
It's really good.
Now, this is their small batch.
Small batch.
Suggested retail.
You're looking at about $40 a bottle.
$7.50. Now we're going to move into Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's single malt. So it'll be interesting to see how it differs. Again, very, very light in color. Not a lot of color difference.
And this was aged 10 years, which is amazing that it doesn't have more color into it. But it is relatively light. Chocolate, tropical fruitness you'll get on your nose.
You know, I'm actually getting some cologne notes on the nose.
Yeah, a lot. Big difference in flavor.
Almost reminds me of High Karate or Jade East. Maybe even Brute by Fabergé. But no, it's got like a cologne type of aroma. I will say cheers. This is the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's single malt age 10.
Yep, the 10-year-old. Maybe a little bit of allspice
Whoa,
notes.
Yeah.
A lot of flavor on
definitely
this
smoother.
One.
Smoother.
Yeah, it's smooth. Some sizzle, but light. And definitely has a... Let me take another sip here.
Orange Pico tea.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little
yes.
bit of that.
Has citrus, tea-like flavor notes.
You get some malt and nut flavors on it.
Yep. I still like the small batch, but I think this easily could be a five-star selection as well. Suggest the retail, somebody. Here.
You're looking at, I think it was $72. No, $62.
$62. So big difference yes. in price. Now, do I think there's a... $22 difference in price, you know, maybe another 50%. Not necessarily, but it's very nice. It does have different flavor notes. But if you want to stick to a budget and say, you know what, $40, the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's small batch, you cannot go wrong. Both of these are five-star selections. All right, so we've got three in the books, the Irishman Single Malt, the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's small batch, the Lord Lieutenant Kinahan's single malt. When we come back, we'll hit Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey and single malt as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Irish whiskey. Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive three great cigars monthly that I personally select. For March 2020, I've got two beauties. First up, members will receive two CAO Sessions, Sit, Smoke, Chill. Wrapped in a deep, dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, the CAO Session is medium in body, notes of cream, pepper, cinnamon, nuts, chocolate, an all-day cigar. And then a very unique cigar no longer available that I was personally able to get my hands on for our Officers Club members, the CAO Orellana, the fourth in the Amazon series, a very mysterious cigar wrapped in a Brazilian Cubra wrapper that is aged 6 years. It is unique, mysterious. You will love it. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars per month like the CAO Orellana and the CAO Session. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join right now.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Redding Rodeo Grounds in Redding, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Redding or through ReddingRodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
Hey, the patron saint of Alpha, I can have a special day once a year. Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. As we continue with Sommelier Dave, Daniel Williams, friend of the Cigar Dave Show, St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers. We're going to make a quick change here. We're going to save the Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and Single Malt for the next hour because we have some associated libations. Sommelier Dave, let's see if we can get to the Jameson and the Proper 12 in the next few minutes.
There you go. You have it right here, General.
All right. This is the, which is the Proper 12?
Right. Oh, no, it's the Jameson. That's the Jameson.
Okay.
Right there.
Got the Jameson, so I'm going to put that in my special snifter. By the way, I like the black nitrile glove that you are wearing. We are practicing.
Thank you very much.
Wuhan virus precautionary sanitary maneuvers. Now, this I can smell a lot of oak.
Yes.
Right off. I mean, I can smell the wood right off the nose. I mean, it's just jumping off. I'll say cheers. And again, tell me about Jameson as I take a sip.
It's one of the six original main Dublin whiskeys. Currently, they're producing 7.3 million cases, and it's from blend of grain whiskeys, single pot still whiskeys.
Wow. I am getting major oak on the nose and palate. Immediate sizzle is what I'm getting as soon as you get it. Danny, what do you think?
Powerful.
Same thing. It's unbelievable. I've actually been to this distillery in Ireland. Beautiful place. Very good.
Mm. This is very popular, Sommelier Dave.
Yes.
Jameson. This is one of the most popular Irish whiskeys around.
I think they are responsible for getting people back to drinking Irish whiskeys because they didn't come out and say, oh, we're an Irish whiskey. They came out and said, we're a whiskey. They gave
it a great
marketing, gave it a very affordable
suggested price retail on the Jameson.
I think it's around $20 a bottle.
Can't go wrong. Now, Proper 12, tell me about this.
Okay, that's Conor McGregor. He's the one that does Proper 12. He was creating a blend of sweet Irish grain and single malt whiskeys. It's a smooth balance of whiskey with hints of vanilla, honey, toasted oak.
I'm getting sweetness, fruit on the nose right off the bat. And let me say cheers. Take a sip here. This is the Proper 12. Wow, this is nice.
Very smooth.
This
very
has
smooth.
Almost a liqueur-type taste to it. Liqueur-type taste. Sweet.
You've got some. It's aged in former bourbon barrels, developing flavors of vanilla, honey, toasted wood.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting, the vanilla right off the bat.
Exactly.
Very, very nice. Can't go wrong. So we have sampled the Irishman Single Malt. Lord Lieutenant Kinahan Small Batch. Lord Lieutenant Kinahan Single Malt. Jameson, Proper 12. Much more coming your way. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers. Go to CigarDave.com. Download a PDF, our entire Irish Whiskey Tasting List. Follow along and take it to your liquor store. Hour 2 is next.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The Trump administration's expanding its European travel restrictions to now include Britain and Ireland.
In an effort to contain the spread of the coronavirus, the United States is shutting down travel from the United Kingdom and Ireland beginning midnight Monday. Under the restrictions, American citizens, green card holders, and others are still allowed to return home to the U.S., but they will be funneled to 13 airports and be subjected to health screenings and quarantine orders. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence says federal officials were considering potential domestic travel restrictions, but no decisions have been made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some financial help may be on the way for people affected by the coronavirus. House lawmakers yesterday passing an aid package that President Trump supports. The bill has provisions for free testing and now heads to the Senate.
It also provides paid sick and family medical leave for those who need it, including for those who have the virus, for caregivers, and those looking after children affected by school closures. So that's all taken care of also.
There is evidence that suggesting Russian efforts on Facebook and Twitter to interfere in the U.S. presidential election are getting more sophisticated and harder to detect.
The company said they had removed dozens of fake accounts and pages from their services. Facebook says the network of accounts it removed was in the early stages of building an audience. It was operated by people in Ghana and Nigeria on behalf of individuals in Russia. The accounts posted about topics such as black history, celebrity gossip, and fashion. Twitter, meanwhile, said the accounts it removed tried to sow discord by emphasizing social issues such as race and civil rights without favoring any particular candidate or ideology. Jeremy House reporting.
China's ambassador to the U.S. has been summoned to the State Department to explain recent comments from a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A number of Asian countries are trying to prevent a new coronavirus from re-entering their borders.
From quarantining travelers from overseas to preventing people sneaking in with fevers, China and other parts of Asia are scrambling to stop the new coronavirus from coming back to where it first broke out. China, South Korea, and Japan have announced expanded border controls that mimic many of the bans and restrictions placed on China in the early days of the outbreak. Despite not having enough for its own medical workers a few weeks ago, China is now donating supplies to Italy, Iran, and other affected areas. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Venezuela's confirmed its first two cases of the coronavirus yesterday, deepening anxiety in a crisis-stricken nation where many hospitals lack basics such as water and soap and struggle to treat even the basic ailments of their people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Democratic presidential campaign has gone viral.
Joe Biden's foray into virtual campaigning has gotten off to a rocky start. The Democratic presidential frontrunner tried to hold a town hall with Illinois voters Friday from 800 miles away in Delaware, but the Facebook live stream cut off his introduction. and the campaign ended the event after roughly 5 minutes apologizing for technical difficulties. Bernie Sanders is staging daily news conferences from Vermont instead of his usual rallies around the country with thousands of supporters. Patrick Foss reporting.
For the first time, in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, only two candidates will face each other in debate, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, tomorrow night in Washington. And that comes without a press room and without a spin room. And it comes 2 days before the next round of primaries, Florida, Ohio, Illinois, and Arizona, going to the polls on Tuesday. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, there's a lot of pandemonium going on in the world. The Wuhan virus. People are afraid, stopping travel. They are being quarantined. It is crazy. Now, people are running out and getting toilet paper. They're getting paper towels. They're getting the hand sanitizer. I've got my Allcare Steris foam hand sanitizer here. We got the Clorox disinfecting wipes. Somebody, Dave, is wearing a black nitrile glove as we serve. We have taken precautions. But there's one precaution you must load up on. Several things. First of all, make sure you have ample amounts of alcoholic libations in-house. Stock up. Make sure you have ample amount of cigar inventory. Stock up. And make sure you have adequate amounts of meat products. Don't worry about the sides. Get the meat. You will be prepared. And we welcome you back, hour number two. We come to you as our Ford Theater of Operations has moved from the AMEN, Alpha Male Entertainment Network World Headquarters, to the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa. As always, wonderful hospitality from proprietor Jeff Borshowitz. Always love coming here, and we are in our own secure area. So we've got a six-foot cordoned-off area. Nobody can get near us. We are secure. We've called out, by the way, the Alpha Army National Guard to make sure that we are properly cordoned off and protected. Don't mean to make light of it. Life must go on. Just be secure. Wash your hands. And this is a lesson for everyone out there. Always wash your hands. Always wipe down your surfaces. I can't tell you the number of times that I have walked into a restroom and some guy will walk out. I know this happens in the ladies' room because women have told me this. And they are doing their thing. And all of a sudden, they turn around, and instead of washing their hands, of course, they zip up their fly, and they walk right out the door. Thoroughly disgusting. If you're one of those people, probably not because you're alphas, you're educated, you have learned from an early age the importance of being sanitary, washing your hands. But these are betas. They are clueless. It is disgusting. If anything, this will teach us next flu season to take more precautions. Always wash your hands. Always use hand sanitizer. I wash my hands probably I kid you not, at least 50 times a day. I'm always washing my hands, and it dates back to when I was a little kid. My dad was a surgeon, and he told me the proper way. He said, before surgery, 10 minutes we scrub, and he taught me the proper way. I didn't wash my hands for 10 minutes, but soap and water. I love these people that just put their hands under the water for 3 seconds and walk out. Hands with water, warm water, ample amounts of soap, lather it up, get between the index fingers, your nails. Sergeant Steve, I know you practice that as well. Sommelier Dave, Danny O. Well, Danny O, I'm not so sure. No, I'm kidding.
I don't have to. I have the black glove.
You got the glove. Exactly. By the way, what's that tube of KY jelly sitting next to you, Sommelier Dave?
Busted. Can't be trusted.
But always take precautions. It's very important. And I tell people, if you are sick, you got a cold. What did I do when I had a bad upper respiratory infection 6 weeks ago? I did not go into Alpha Male Entertainment Network headquarters. I stayed home for almost, it was about 12 days. And when I did go in, I made sure nobody was around, only for a short amount of time. Always wipe down my surfaces, make sure everything is washed, take precautions. People, I think sometimes, look, you've got to take precautions. Life must go on. You can't just stop what you're doing. But I really believe that if you take precautions and if you see somebody that's hacking away, coughing, stay away. Yesterday morning I had a meeting and there was four people that came into my office. They all went to shake my hands. And I said, Wuhan virus procedures are in effect. And gave them the elbow tap. And again, I said, nothing disrespectful. And they all looked and said, you know what, you're right. I got to stop doing that. And on my desk, what did I have? I've got my All-Care Steris foam. I said, I've got a cornucopia of hand sanitizers. Would you like the Purell? Would you like the hand foam? I got Clorox wipes. I've got other. They're like, General, you are prepared. I said, that's why I'm not a private, because I am fully prepared. And wherever you are, take precautions. You've got to stay home for whatever reason. Do so. Just make sure you have ample cigars, ample libations, ample spirits, and make sure that you've got ample harem rackage and stackage. Very important. All right, I think we've got all the ground rules done. St. Patrick's Day is Tuesday, Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers. We love doing specialty shows like this. I've got Sommelier Dave Cavanis, also Danny O. Williams, who has joined us, longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, cigar connoisseur, libation connoisseur. And actually, Danny, you've got a very nice man cave. I've never been invited, but from what I hear and from what pictures I've seen, but nice of you to invite me. I appreciate that.
You're invited anytime.
And I had you at my man cave, but again, I've never got it. I know you don't live that far from me, Danny, so I'm waiting because I hear you've got quite the outdoor tiki bar setup.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, we're waiting for the invitation, and I understand you've got some very nice El Productos and Muriels and Dutch Masters ready for us to enjoy.
Anytime.
All right, fantastic. Sommelier Dave, we have sampled five fantastic Irish whiskeys, the Irishman Single Malt, Kinahan Small Batch, Kinahan Single Malt, Jameson Proper 12. We've got another group, maybe I think eight or ten that we're going to try to get to. We've got some other cocktails as well. So, Samani, Dave, this is the Tula Mordu.
Correct.
You introduced me to Tula Mordu
years
way back.
Years ago. I was really high on this because of the flavor profile. And the price point on it is real conducive to having this as an everyday whiskey to consume. It's Ireland's second largest whiskey. It was started back in 1829 by Daniel Edmund Williams in the town of Tullamore, Ireland.
Is that where the song Tura Lura Lura came from? Tura Lura Tullamore Du. I think that's it, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
You've got me lost on that one.
Sergeant Steve, you're half Irish. You start. Don't you know all these tunes? Didn't your mother sing you these songs?
Negative.
Come on. You're not Irish. Listen, here's a little rhyme. You may not know this. Roses are reddish, violets are bluish. You probably didn't know St. Patrick's was Jewish.
There he is.
Bingo.
Nice.
So here, I know more about St. Patrick's Day, although Dr. Z, my father, did grow up in an Irish, South Buffalo, very Irish.
Yeah, very.
And, I mean, very big, big Irish population, so I knew all about the Irish
My
traditions.
Dad grew up in Irishtown. Back home.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what it was known as. So,
Little Italy, Irish town. Sure. Exactly. Great food, great spirit. Mm-hmm. Tavern on every corner.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, Sergeant Steve, like, what happened? You know, I'm more Irish than you are.
I say I'm half Irish, but the family came over, like, in the 1700s, so.
Wait a minute. That didn't change them from being Irish.
Yeah, but the traditions apparently.
Did he not make a big deal saying, hey, I'm half Irish?
He's from the Midwest of the country.
Cincinnati, more German. Come on.
Well, no, Cincinnati is absolutely.
Right.
My mom grew up in Pittsburgh. So.
Oh, your mother grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Irish town. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Pittsburgh. Okay. Interesting. And then lived in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we lived in Lima.
Lima. 2 hours now, where's your father from originally?
Detroit.
Oh, he's from Detroit?
Yeah.
Ah, he's a Michigander. Uh-huh. Ah, now Motor I know
City.
Why you're a Michigan fan. Aha, uh-huh, now we know the rest of the story.
He's a Motor City madman.
Uh-huh.
We lived in Ann Arbor when I was a kid, too.
So. Oh, you did?
Wow,
yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
time.
Where we became
Love
fans.
That time.
Gotcha. Okay, well, there you go. You still have tickets, don't you?
Yes.
In the big house. Oh, Nelly.
Beautiful.
I can just hear right now Keith Jackson, the greatest college play-by-play announcer
Agreed.
Of all time. Oh, Nelly, it's a wonderful day for football. In fact, it's so clear you can see all the way to Ypsilanti from Ann Arbor. I mean, that sound, there's nothing like it. I mean, Herb Lundquist
was
great, but nothing like Keith Jackson.
Yeah,
that to me, it's like Chris Schenkel,
mm-hmm.
PBA bowling. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Professional bowlers. There's just certain sounds that you identify. To me, I still identify Pat Summerall with the NFL.
Oh, sure.
Just the same thing. All right, so the fake Irish. You know what? You're like Elizabeth Warren over here. You know,
yeah, but I think
you're faux St. Patrick
I
over here.
Anything on my taxes or you know
yeah.
financial aid?
Folk, we got faux Patrick over here along with Pocahontas. We got a fake Irishman over here. This is unacceptable. All right, so Somalia Dave, we've got the Tullamore Dew here.
Yes,
and just refresh my memory one more time here. I'll say cheers and on the nose.
It's got to be light.
A lot of vanilla.
Sweet
a lot of vanilla
citrus,
spice and clove.
Green apple with vanilla undertones. Your taste is going to have
Ooh,
fresh
nice.
Fruit, leading to a definite light spike, followed by some toast wood, which evolves into a delicious vanilla sweetness.
I would say bold bouquet of fruity sweetness with touch of vanilla and warmth. This is very pleasant.
Yes.
And this is not very expensive.
No, it's... I believe $20. It's an everyday Irish whiskey.
I give this 5-star selection. Yeah. I'll tell you why. First of all, forget the price. The taste is great. It's extremely smooth.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bite. Perfect balance of warmth. Nice sweetness. Incredible fruitiness. This is just a very approachable,
delicious whiskey.
Irish whiskey that everybody should have in their bar. Danny, what do you think?
Definitely. I have this on my bar. Definitely. It's a toast. You can taste that toasted, too.
Mm. Lovely.
Yeah. It stands right on. So I've made some drinks with... the Tullamore Dew, Irish coffee.
This is the Irish coffee.
It's just the
and
whiskey
you know coffee.
With coffee.
All right, let's see.
And a little whipped cream on the top. I know you like
that
little
nice
bit
little
of
whipped cream.
Cream.
You know who loves whipped cream?
Girls.
Yes. Depends. Certain spots, yes. And the men like it more. But Pendragon's Royal Baron, Puppy Baron.
There you go.
I take him to Starbucks, ask for a puppuccino. It's just whipped cream. Someone said, go get him a puppuccino. I'm like, what's in a puppuccino? Whipped cream. And he gets it in
the
cup, goes to town.
Oh,
he and Stalton loved it. Loved it, loved it. Let me take a sip here. Mmm. You got coffee with a little hint of Irish whiskey.
Right.
It's not overpowering, but just enough to get you a caffeine kick with a little bit of alcoholic kick.
And then the next one is going to be the Irish Winter.
The Irish Winter.
Yeah, that's going to be Tullamore Dew with some Baileys, Kahlua, and also, again...
Wow, I can smell the Kahlua and the Baileys right off the bat.
Yes.
I'll say cheers. This may be
sweet. Oh, this is going to be too sweet for you.
Oh, that's like drinking sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That is way too sweet for me, Danny.
That is definitely a ladies' drink there.
Bingo. The dames will love this. Now... you should always have some of this available
exactly
for your harem, whether it's harem of 1 or 32. Why? Because they tend to like sweet drinks. Give them some sweet drinks. They'll give you some sweet action, if you know what I mean, and I believe you
do.
St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey tasting maneuvers shall continue around the corner.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Let me take a few moments away from our Irish whiskey tasting to discuss the tumultuous events of the week regarding the Wuhan virus that has now spread to the United States and has caused a massive amount of cancellations, life disruptions, just absolute panic buying that we are seeing across the country. And I call it Wuhan virus. You notice I didn't call it coronavirus like the libstream media and all the Dems. I call it by its real name. The Chinese Communist government allowed the Wuhan virus to spread. They suppressed the information about the existence of the Wuhan virus. I don't need a Dem or some lib media member telling me that I'm xenophobic. The fact of the matter is, I have no problem with the Chinese people. I love Chinese food, but I hate the Chinese Communist government, and so do the people of China. So let's call it for what it is, the Wuhan virus. The Chinese Communist government has endangered the health of the entire world and the world's economic system. We saw a meltdown on Wall Street. We have seen airlines now that are grounding planes, no travel. We're seeing events disrupted, the Masters, the NCAA tournament, football, baseball. We're seeing panic buying of toilet paper. Don't ever even get me started on why the hell people are rushing out to buy toilet paper. Like, that's going to be a huge problem. But what we're seeing is an unprecedented response. This is an unprecedented event. No ifs, ands, or buts. President Trump has not handled this well. Now, I'm a huge President Trump supporter. You know it. But I am not afraid to give constructive criticism. And constructive criticism is due. His Oval Office address this past week was flat, dead, dead on arrival. Yesterday, he started off flat, looked tired, and then perked up as the news conference went on, bringing on the CEOs of the various private companies and saying that they would work together to get these tests out. That testing has been a disaster. The CDC should rename themselves to the CDCDA, the Centers for Disease Control Disaster Area, because they have bungled this testing. Too much bureaucracy. Dr. Robert Redfield, the head of the CDC, HHS Secretary Azar, they have to go. President Trump should have said yesterday, every day, for however long it takes, 7 days a week, I will be here at 9:30 a.m., 1 p.m., and at 5:30 p.m., and I will go and brief the entire media, the entire nation, on what is going on and what is taking place. But this has been a disaster. Now, I'll get to more of that on some special edition podcast this week and on next week's show. But suffice it to say, we better cut our dependency on China big time. If we don't, we are going to be in huge trouble. And in fact, now the Chinese Communist government is trying to blame the United States for the Wuhan virus and its spread. What a load of BS poppycock. That infuriates me to no end. Enough of these Chinese commie bastards. We need to cut our dependency on China. Let's bring back manufacturing to this country. Let's bring back the manufacturing of pharmaceuticals to this country. And don't buy any food products from China. That's another issue I'll get to next week. But I am beyond perturbed. The Chinese are not only America's enemies, they are the world's enemies. They should be stopped, and the only way to do it is let them fall economically. Shame on us. Shame on the CEOs of all the American companies for outsourcing our manufacturing and the livelihoods and the health and safety of Americans to the Chinese communist rat bastards. Enough is enough.
I walked by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the blue waters and take the salt air. I spied an old fisherman singing a song. Ah, take me away, boys, me time is not.
Command Center Alpha has gone green. No, not in the liberal, whack-job, pink-old commie tree-hugging type way. It's St. Patrick's Day Aaron Gobra Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show. Who's the wise guy that crossed out bra and put Brazier on the script? Aaron Go Brazier. Nice.
Only Mick would have fallen for that one. Voice talent, Ed, forget about it. Irish Spring, manly, yes, but I like it too. And don't forget to have your frosted Lucky Charms to start off Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day. Maybe instead of milk, use a little Guinness. Can't go wrong with that. Some bangers and mash. And then midday, I think maybe you could do some shepherd's pie. That's always good. Can't go wrong with that. Corned beef and cabbage, some Guinness, and Irish whiskey. And then just take it all the way to dinner. Call an Uber or a Lyft. Do not drive yourself. And we are continuing with St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers, Sommelier Dave. We've got Danny O joining us, Sommelier Dave. We have just finished the two Tullamore Dews. Love that single malt 14. Oh, no, we haven't tried that yet.
No, we're going to do it right now.
That's right. Okay, so we've got this.
The 14-year-old has actually been finished in port cask, bourbon cask, Madeira cask, and Oloroso sherry cask.
So four casks, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Off the nose, you're going to get some zesty citrus, grilled pineapple. You know, the flavor profile is going to be big, creamy malt with loads of vanilla for all those different barrels. It's going to be ripe, sweet, hints of poached apple.
All right, let me take a sip.
Nice.
Wow.
A lot
that
of
has got some major flavor on the taste buds.
Yeah.
That jumps out. A lot of fire, a lot of sizzle, a lot of spice, a lot of fruitiness, a lot of, you can definitely taste the oak and the sherry. This thing just pops.
You know, this is something, you know, a lot of women might not enjoy a whiskey because it's too dry or what they like to say is bitter. This would fit their palate perfectly.
Well, I'd water it down a bit.
On ice.
Little ice.
Creates its own water.
Actually, I would just put some water in here to cut it a little bit because it's got a lot of sizzle. This
sure
may
does.
Be too much for most women, even for some men, but it is very fruity and very flavorful. Suggested retail.
You're looking at about a $52 bottle.
All right, so definitely more expensive. Now we're going to go into the Middleton Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey Barry Crockett Legacy. And it says, mm-hmm. as custodian of the legendary Middleton style for over three decades, how fitting it is that the first ongoing bottling of a pot still whiskey under the Middleton name pays tribute to our master distiller, Barry Crockett. No relation to Davy Crockett. All right, so Samadhi Dave, if you will pour a little bit here for me.
There it is.
I've got it there. You got it right there for me.
You're going to get an elegant aroma of vanilla and toasted oak, and it's going to be complemented by a touch of lime, succulent green berries, pears, and green sweet peppers. This is nice.
This is really nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a great flavor.
Wow, I'm definitely getting some sweet, apple right on the nose. Yeah, apple.
Yeah.
Green apple, for sure. I'll say cheers, take a sip here, and this is the Middleton Berry. Let me see that bottle one more time.
There you go. Legacy.
Yeah, Barry Crockett Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very tasty.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Isn't it incredibly smooth. It sure is.
It's smooth. It's tame with just a hint of pepper spice note.
Yep,
just
sure
a hint.
Does.
Beautiful. I'd give this a 5-star selection as well.
Hands down, this is very good.
Yeah, it is. And the beauty of this is with the oak, you get that little bit of vanilla. You know, it stands out.
What are we looking at cost-wise on this?
I believe it's around $50 a bottle.
Worth it. Danny O?
Yes, sir.
You got to add this to your tiki bar.
Hands down, that's coming on the bar.
Yeah, that I have not been invited to or have not visited, just to let you know. That's okay. Do you have to check with the missus to see if you can invite me?
Not at all.
You sure about
that? We can do a show one there.
Okay, that we'll do that. We can do that.
We should.
I was just seeing, you know, maybe you had to
we
ask the missus for permission.
Tony's very agreeable.
Because I did notice some, like, leash marks right around the neck. And I was just pointing that out.
She let me out for an hour.
All right, that's good. That's good. All right, you got to report back here in 10 minutes. All right, so here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to be moving into the
Redbreast.
Would you let me finish? I was going to say into the rackage and stackage portion of our Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers. We're going breast hunting, if you will. Redbreast. We're going to have their Lustau edition, the Redbreast 12, the Redbreast 15. I never met a large breast I didn't love. Okay?
Agreed.
That's the bottom line. Rackage and stackage on every one of them. Who doesn't like Redbreast? Bottom line, when we come back, we'll sample that. It is Cigarro Dave on my St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The General is on fire today. He returns in 3 minutes. Until Cigar Dave resumes hosting maneuvers. Cigar Dave returns to the mic in 1 minute. Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Of the Irish, true alpha males don't need it. But for everyone else, Cigar Dave hosts St. Patrick's Day Aaron Gobrah whiskey tasting maneuvers to get the party started right.
Whoa!
For pity's sake. Miss Cate, a hand please. It looks like Nick has fallen into the trash can again.
I
fell in the trash can, but again, he is in witness protection somewhere in the European Theater of Operations. Why? He broke my bottle of Pepe Van Winkle. You know, Mick, for St. Patrick's Day, most people say, yeah, I'll have a Guinness or two. Mick just takes his mouth, puts it right underneath the tap, and just says, keep going until I tell you to stop. But now, because of the Wuhan virus, my understanding is they gave him the tap to take home.
And said, go.
In his bunker, in the World War II bunker, because we're coming after him. We're hunting him down. So there you go. All right. Let's talk about red breast. American alphas love breasts. Whether it's chicken, whether it is Irish whiskey red breast, or whether it is a dame breast. We love breast. Red breast. We've got three different red breasts. Tell me about red breast. Very well known in Ireland.
So this is a collaboration between the Bodegas Lo style and the ultimate sherried style of the red breast Irish whiskeys.
All right. And the red, now this is the Lustau edition. So tell me
Correct.
About Lustau.
Well, the Lustau is going to be very nice. It's going to be very elegant. It's going to have some vanilla and toasted oak complements there. You're going to get some little sweetness off of berries, and you're going to get a nice vanilla aroma on it.
I'm getting notes of vanilla and clove right off the aroma, or right on my nose. It's
wow.
Incredible.
Let me That's say got
cheers.
A lot of flavor.
We take a sip. This is the Redbreast
Red
Lustau Edition.
Yes. A little bit of pepper on it.
Whoa.
Very
that
flavorful.
That has got some serious spice and pepper. I'm getting right at the top of my tongue, the tip of my tongue, some major sizzle, major clove spice. Danny?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
This goes great with the cigars.
Yeah, this is definitely.
This will hold up to
Yeah,
that.
I would have more of a medium to full-flavored cigar with this, but very nice. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $71 a bottle.
Wow, so this is definitely on the expensive side. Now let's try the Redbreast 12. Tell me about this, somebody, Dave.
Well, it's going to be very similar, but it's not going to be maturated with the Lustau. It's going to be aged whiskeys, the youngest 12 years. You're going to get a nice full body to this. You're going to get the oak, a little bit of vanilla. You get some Oloroso sherry in it, and it's just going to be nice and bold and flavorful.
Well, I can tell you I'm getting some notes of oak, a little mustiness on the nose. Very unique aroma. I'll say cheers.
A little bit lighter than what the Lustau was.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely much lighter.
Yeah.
Still has a little bit of peppery clove, but much lighter. This is what I would call more approachable, more tame.
Yes.
But I like this far better than the Lustau, just not as powerful.
Right, bold as the Lustau was. You're looking at $60 a bottle on this one.
So Redbreast tend to be on the more expensive side.
Yeah.
Compared to the Tullamore Dew's and some of the other ones
correct.
That we've sampled. All right.
But a lot of that has to do with the aging. Remember, the Tullamore Dew and at her age 3 years. One was 12 years. Now this one's going to be 15 years. At a minimum.
Correct. A minimum. It has to be the youngest whiskey
the youngest
in there,
whiskey.
15.
Yes.
All right, so let's try the 15. I'll have you pour it into my... Oh, it's right here. Okay.
Yep. We got it. And it's going to be very similar to the 12. It should be a little drier. You're going to get really nice oak notes with
yep.
it. You could get some more...
Citrus.
Vanilla, citrus, yes. Maybe some apple.
We'll say cheers. This is the Redbreast 15.
I got some nice sherry.
Cherry
flavor
got
off
some
of that.
Cherry and sherry.
Yeah.
Definite more flavor. I'd say it's this. It's richer. Not more flavor. It's richer than the 12. The 12
yes.
tends to be a tad bit on the lighter side. The 15 is much more, has more personality than
yes.
the 12 is what I would say.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you got some flavor in this one.
Yep, no doubt about it. Very nice. Suggested retail on this?
You're looking at about 65 to 69.
All right, 65, we'll say to 70. So all of those red breasts are nice. The Lustau was full. I like the 12 best of all
yes,
of them. The 15, a little bit hard. Now, before we go into the slain, Somani and Dave, how about a Jameson and ginger? Easy libation
Perfect.
To make.
Perfect. All you do is you take your tumbler, you put in a couple ounces of Jameson's, and then you put in, depending on how powerful the drink you want, half an ounce to... An ounce of ginger ale. Ice. Voila.
All right. Let's give it a try here.
As I was growing up, they were called high balls.
Very nice. A little bit.
Yeah.
You get that ginger sweetness, a little bit of Irish, and it's easy to make.
Yeah, very easy.
Basically, what do you do? Like one part ginger and like five parts? One part Jameson, five parts ginger?
Yeah, depending on how you want your drink, how powerful you want your drink.
Easy. You know what?
Early day, later in the day.
And I would put a nice lime garnish or an orange garnish on here.
Sure. Orange would be perfect.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Very, very pleasant. All right. So next up, Sommelier Dave, we're going to Slane. Now, you introduced Slane to me last year.
Yes.
Tell me about Slane. They're relatively new, are they not?
It was purchased by Brown-Forman.
Okay.
And this distillery actually is from the 1700s. And it just wasn't doing much. And then Brown-Forman wanted to get into the Irish side since they have a great presence in Tennessee and in Kentucky. So Slane, this is going to be a triple cast process is what they're talking about. They're going to have virgin oak, seasoned oak, Oloroso cherry oak cask. And they're going to age their whiskey in those three different casks. Then they're going to blend it together for a smooth, complex, robust flavor.
All right. So let us take a sniff here. Wow, this has some beautiful sweetness.
Yeah, that's from that Oloroso sherry.
Yep, no
that
question on the
really
nose.
Really nice. I
we'll
like
say
this.
Cheers, and this is the Slane Triple Cask.
Very good.
It's going to marry the toasted grain and the malt whiskeys with the distinctive flavor of the oak and the spices. This is really nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the oak, the spice, very complex. Little bit of warmth, nothing going.
Sure.
Little bit of warmth alcohol. on the palate, on the tongue, but not on the way down.
No.
With a little bit of spice, a little bit of clove, some citrus, a lot of fruit, a lot of vanilla. Definitely getting the oak and the wood. Very nice.
Your virgin cask is going to give you toasted vanilla. The seasoned cask is going to give you caramel, plum, banana. And your sherry cask is going to give you raisin and spice.
Well,
blend them all together, and it's Slane.
I give this a five-star selection.
And for $25, very affordable.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, you can't go wrong. Very, very pleasant. All right, Sommelier Dave. Now we've got, I think we're going to be able to hit all of them, believe it or not. So we can slow down a little bit. We don't need to rush.
There you go.
We do not need to rush.
Well, then let me give you this next cocktail.
Perfect.
It's
I'm ready for it.
It's Irish Gold. I've made it with Tullamore Dew, peach schnapps, orange juice, and ginger ale.
All right. Now, this could be an interesting, the schnapps is going to add sweetness. The orange juice, a little bit of citrus tart. So, and you can finish it, if you want, you can put a splash of ginger ale as well, but
and
we'll
that frissons just livens it up.
Let me take a sip.
Pretty delightful.
Yeah, you didn't use too much schnapps in here.
No, I made sure not to. Because
nice orange juice with a little Irish whiskey. This reminds me of a mimosa, but better with the Irish whiskey. So very nice. And again, we'll have these recipes at CigarDave.com. We will post them on the website. And don't forget, if you have not followed me on social media, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see we have all of our social media links, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just go there and make sure you follow us. We will put all of the information that you hear today on the website. We've already posted the lineup of all the Irish whiskeys that we are enjoying today, but we did not put the tasting notes. Why? Because we had to taste these. So, Sergeant Steve, what do you think? By probably, we're almost approaching 2 p.m. Eastern. What do you think? By about 4 p.m. Eastern, we should have that up?
Yeah, it should be up by then.
Okay,
no
fantastic. So, just go to CigarDave.com. You can print it out in a PDF, take it with you, and you've got all the tasting notes. And let me give you a recommendation. Get a group of people together. Get 10, 12 people together. Order up some nice Irish food, maybe Tuesday night. Go in to a spirits or a liquor store. And select maybe five or six. Everybody chip in maybe $40. Chip in, select five, six different of these Irish whiskeys. You can do a vertical tasting, get some cigars. You make a wonderful evening out of it. And actually, you could do that tonight. Why wait till Tuesday?
Yeah.
Saturday night, perfect time to do it. That would be my recommendation. And Danny O, are you going to be doing that this evening?
I will be doing that.
By the way, you asked me about Salem's hot dogs. You said, I heard about these hot dogs from Buffalo. What's the story? And my answer was Salem's Smokehouse Dogs, best hot dogs on the planet, in the universe. Forget Oscar Mayer, forget Nathan's, forget every other brand you've heard of. Salins, and they do sell them here in the Sunshine State of Florida. Stick those on your grill tonight.
I just sent it to my wife to buy them at Publix.
Perfect. Let the missus go in and do all the shopping. That's great. I got my shopping list, too. Hold on a second. Text her the following items. She can pick it up for me and deliver it. There you go. All right, so here's what we will do. We have four spirits remaining. The Finians, five provinces, Bushmills, Redbush, the Lambay, single malt cognac finished, and the Lambay small batch cognac finished. So we will conclude our tasting. But before I do, let me tell you about the world's most expensive Irish whiskey. It is from the Old Middleton Distillery in County Cork. They closed their doors in 1975 after 150 years in business, but several casks of Trial Whiskey Innovations disappeared with it. They rested deep within their barrels until now. Last month, a gathering of whiskey enthusiasts met in London to toast the launch of the Middleton Very Rare Silent Distillery Collection, Ireland's oldest ever whiskey collection. First release, a 45-year-old peated single malt created in 1974 by master distiller emeritus Max Crockett. It was guarded at the abandoned distillery for three generations. It's presented in a hand-blown Waterford crystal decanter displayed in a wooden cabinet made from reclaimed whiskey vats. Only 48 bottles in the world. The price tag, $40,000 U.S. dollars. And they say that it is what's called a unicorn whiskey. There's nothing else like it. And that over 45 years of maturation, the, what do they call it, the angel share?
Yes.
The whiskey has lost 87% of its value, making the cask cargo that much more precious. And they say that it's cask strength, 51.2% alcohol, so it's about 102% or 102 proof. They said that it's instantly rich. Peppery spices slowly begin to soften. Malted barley comes to the fore. They get some sweetness, some licorice, some barley sugar, hints of honey. Little edge with a touch of sherbet and a notes of toasted oak. Slow finish, $40,000. So, Sommelier Dave, how many of these would you like me to order? Same thing with you,
Daniel. General, I already have two bottles on the way for you.
Oh, perfect. I'll say, don't put them in Mick's hands. Whatever you do, if Mick the Brit gets it, that's, let's see, 40 grand, that's 80 grand down the tubes. Mick, stay away. This is going in the vault.
Oh, General, I am so thrilled that you included me on bringing some in and tasting me.
Not a problem.
This has got to be huge.
Huge. We will absolutely do that. All right, the final and concluding segment of this St. Patrick's Day edition of Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers comes your way with Cigar O'Dave, with Sommelier O'Dave, and Daniel around the corner, Irish, yes. What is the other thing? It's manly, yes, but I like it too. A little bit of Irish spring. Everybody's in the mood today as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive three great cigars monthly that I personally select. For March 2020, I've got two beauties. First up, members will receive two CAO sessions. Sit, smoke, chill. Wrapped in a deep, dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, the CAO session is medium in body, notes of cream, pepper, cinnamon, nuts, chocolate, an all-day cigar. And then a very unique cigar no longer available that I was personally able to get my hands on for our Officers Club members, the CAO Orellana, the fourth in the Amazon series, a very mysterious cigar wrapped in a Brazilian Cubra wrapper that is aged 6 years. It is unique, mysterious. You will love it. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars per month like the CAO Orellana and the CAO Session. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join right now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring.
Got any Irish in you? That'll be enough out of you, young lady. On St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish, so we conduct St. Patrick's Day Éireann Go Bra whiskey tasting maneuvers with your 5-star global general, Cigar Dave.
Really? That would be Cigar Dave today. All right, we've got 4 Irish whiskeys remaining. Ah, yes, my Irish eyes are smiling. Let's take a listen to this, Sergeant Steve. Is this Roger Whittaker? There you go.
Irish eyes are smiling, so they steal your heart away.
And on Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, we are all Irish, so let's celebrate appropriately. We're getting things underway early. 4 more Irish whiskeys. Great lineup. Sommelier Dave, Danny O, let's hit Finian's 5 provinces.
Love it. It's a blended whiskey from Ireland, and it's in a true tradition of using the crystal clear mountain water. You're going to get a deep gold color.
Ooh.
It's going to be yeasty, baked apple aromas, smoky with a lingering flavor.
This is smoky with a little bit of apple, and it's got some serious warmth on the tongue.
Sure does.
What do you think, Danny O?
I have not tasted it yet.
Oh, Sommelier Dave, let's go. We can't delay here.
Sorry about that.
All right, Danny O, now you've tasted.
Got a smooth taste.
It does. But it's got that apple, but it's got a lot of that spice right on the tongue. Front of the tongue, which is interesting. Not a lot of warmth on these Irish whiskeys on the
going
way down, but you get it right on the tongue.
Yeah, in your palate area, sure.
Very nice. Suggested retail for
about $30 a bottle.
Okay, very nice. Can't go wrong with that. Next up, we're going to go to the Bushmills Red Bush. Who doesn't love Bush? That's what I say.
We all love Bush.
That's right. Funny, Dave.
And Bush is coming from the Bushmills Distillery, which is one of the original distilleries in Ireland.
Wow, I'm getting right off.
You're getting 100% malted barley on this. So, yes, you're going to get that. Maybe some melon, but you definitely get malted biscuit off this.
I'll tell you what. I'm getting a lot of vanilla and maple. Definitely noticing the maple. I'll say cheers. We'll take a sip. This is the Bushmills Red Bush. And Bushmills has the Black Bush. They're well-known distillers.
Yeah, they actually have the regular Bushmills whiskey and all that. It's smooth. It's nice.
No Brazilian waxing for Bushmills Red Bush or Black Bush.
No doubt. It's very good.
This is a five-star selection. This is magnificent. This has
very tasty and fruity.
Oh, this is so approachable. Let me take another sip.
You can definitely taste the malt in this.
Mm-hmm.
Malty, sweetness, little maple, some vanilla, little
vanilla honey right off.
Beautiful. Sure. This is just a beautiful, approachable, smooth, delightful Irish whiskey. This is a five-star selection all the way. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $25 a bottle, so it's an everyday price.
I would say this is probably the steal of the entire tasting so far. $25, Bushmills Red Bush, by far you can't go wrong. Great one. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave.
Lambay.
You introduced me last year to Lambay. These are two what I would consider boutique.
Correct.
Artisanal type of Irish whiskeys.
Yes. You have the first one we're going to try is the single malt, which is finished in cognac cask. On the nose, you'll find some malt, green fruits. It's going to be floral with some ripe bananas.
You smell the apples right off the bat.
Apples. I'm just getting, believe it or not, I'm getting like a turpentine.
There you go.
Almost like a pine. I guess a pine note right on the nose. We'll say
that's that floral.
Cheers. Yep.
And on the palate, you'll get some coconut, some malt, some dried berries, and fruit.
This is different. This is a totally different expression. I would say pine. I've got to take another sip.
Because of that cognac barrel.
Yeah, it's totally different than the other.
Totally different. It's tough to describe. I'm getting almost a licorice type of note. This is a unique taste.
Yes.
This would not be for everybody.
No.
But
this is a connoisseur's.
Absolutely.
Irish whiskey.
This is very unique. And finally, Sommelier Day, we're going to get through them all. The Lambay
small batch
cognac finish. And this is very light. This is almost a pale straw color.
Correct. You're going to get floral, citrus, and lingering syrupiness on the nose. The palate's going to have cracked almonds, pepper, and malt floral. Should have a spiciness in the...
This is a little bit lighter than the single malt. But I'm getting.
This is nice, boys. This light.
I'm getting some pepper, light sizzle, clove, and almost a bit
almonds.
Of citrus. What do you think,
very
Danny?
Very good. Very good. This is better than the other one.
Suggested retail.
You're looking around $55, $60 a bottle on both of them.
Can't go wrong. Very, very nice. And we have gone through all 16. Irish whiskeys for our St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers. Sommelier Dave, as always.
General.
Many thanks. It is a delight to have you. Danny O, first time on the Cigar Dave Show. You made it through.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your wife is waiting. She's ready to pull you on the leash to take you back home. But glad you could join us. And hope at home that you, or wherever you may be, that you enjoyed all of the whiskey tasting notes will be at CigarDave.com. Just check probably in the next hour or two. Everything will be posted. And on Tuesday, we hope you have a fantastic, incredible St. Patrick's Day. Absolutely. Slain, don't they call that? Isn't that the, what's the, slant?
Slant.
Slant. That's the like, saying cheers. Cigar Dave the General, saying may your humidor always be full, may your cutter always be sharp, may your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Keep America great. Long live the long live masculinity, of course. Screw the enemies of pleasure and screw the Chinese communists that gave us the Wuhan virus. May it go away on St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy, Aaron Grobau. Bye-bye.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump's announced the United States will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. And he says he's considering imposing restrictions on travel within the U.S. to areas hit hard by the coronavirus. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says there is merit to the actions being taken.
Clearly, the virus will dissipate as the weather warms and humidities go up. That's the life cycle of most viruses. So I suspect that, you know, being prudent at this point and standing down large crowd gatherings can really put a crimp in the transmission of this.
Meanwhile, a financial aid package was passed by the House lawmakers on Friday. Vice President Pence says among the provisions is that anyone who needs a test will be able to get one.
Expanding coverage for Medicare, Medicaid, and also getting a commitment from private health insurance companies to join with us to waive all copays on coronavirus testing. So now testing will be free for every American, and those who have insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, other programs, and even the uninsured.
President Trump took a coronavirus test himself, and the results came back earlier on Saturday night that the results were negative. The president is asymptomatic. He has no symptoms at all. The outbreak is prompting Georgia election officials to postpone the state's March 24th presidential primaries until May 19th. That's when Georgia's other 2020 primary elections are held. On Friday, Louisiana became the first state to push back its presidential primaries. And the top two presidential contenders will face off Sunday night in Washington in a debate that will have no audience, no spin room, and no media room. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Boeing and its 737 aircraft are not out of the woods yet. Still more problems. Now the FAA is looking into how a foot-long crack developed on a Southwest jet.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a 12-inch crack that ruptured the skin on a Boeing 737 jet operated by Southwest Airlines that caused the jet to gradually lose cabin pressure. The incident occurred Monday on a flight from Las Vegas to Boise, Idaho. According to flight records, the pilots initiated a rapid 6-minute descent from 39,000 feet to a safe cabin pressure at 22,000 feet. Southwest and the FAA say oxygen masks did not deploy in the passenger cabin. The jet landed safely in Boise. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former Tallahassee, Florida mayor and failed gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum not arrested, but he was found in a Miami South Beach motel room with two men and three plastic baggies of crystal meth scattered about the room. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hospitals in the U.S. are setting up circus-like tents for coronavirus testing.
The hospitals are also considering canceling some elective surgeries and calling on retired doctors for help as they brace for an onslaught of coronavirus patients. The head of the American College of Emergency Physicians expects a tremendous strain in the U.S. health system. Experts fear that when federal testing snafus are resolved, a flood of patients will hit U.S. emergency rooms, and they worry doctors will face agonizing decisions over who gets treatment. Patrick Foss reporting.
With few exceptions, movie theaters across North America remain open. Broadway theaters, sports arenas, and museums, though, are closed. It's all in an effort to help curtail the coronavirus spread. And while Hollywood studios have canceled most upcoming films, this weekend going to go forward with a slate of new releases. In fact, the largest chains, AMC, Regal, and Cinemark, all are operating and selling tickets, although some theaters are taking extra precautions. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're going to be joined by Jonathan Horn in 15 minutes. Jonathan is a former White House speechwriter. I got to get his take on what President Trump wrote last night and read last night. And he's got a great new book called Washington's End, which focuses on President Washington's transition out of the White House until his last days. Dr. Mark Siegel at the bottom of the hour. Now, listen, anybody who has any questions, I'm going to try to power through as many calls as possible. They just called them over to TV, so we wanted to put them on for the whole half hour, but at least we have 15 minutes with them. So any questions you have, how should we get in touch with it? Do you want to not only call in, you want to go to our Facebook page, Eric? What do you think?
Facebook page works too.
Okay. Hop on our Facebook page. We'll read them. Also, I did my whole preview of the show today, so that's been posted, so you can answer how I tease the whole show today and went on Facebook Live.
Also, they can tweet you.
Yeah, tweet, at Kilmeade. All right, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
While our campaign has won the ideological debate, we are losing the debate over electability.
No kidding. 2020. For now, Bernie stays in the race while giving signs he knows the math says he can't win. Rock. Joe Biden. Is he banking all his hopes, perhaps, on Sunday's debate? I think so.
Number two.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is. How much worse we'll get will depend on our ability to do two things. To contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside, and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country.
This is some serious stuff, but I really wish Dr. Fauci didn't sound so much like Mel Brooks, because I keep on thinking I should break into laughter. Fact and fiction, we'll separate both with the coronavirus next.
Number one.
I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
We have a pandemic on our hands. Thanks, China. The economy's reeling. The travel industry is brought to its knees. Entertainment and sports business massively crippled. The president's address and game plan, the Dems' reaction, and hope for help from Capitol Hill. We understand, by the way, if you're going to Capitol Hill for a tour, don't go. You're not allowed. If you're not one of the lawmakers or staffers, you're not going to be allowed in. So that just came across a second ago. Also, we had a market freeze. We're losing so much on the stock market. They froze it for the second time this week. We're already down 2,000 points, down to 21,000. So the president's remarks did not settle the markets at all, and that's got to be disturbing. Look, the markets are more, or the economy is more than the markets, but often is an indication of confidence, and we're not getting that confidence yet. Even though the president does have action, an action plan. Let's listen. Cut three.
I am instructing the Small Business Administration to exercise available authority to provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by the coronavirus. Effective immediately, the SBA will begin providing economic loans in affected states and territories. These low-interest loans will help small businesses overcome temporary economic disruptions caused by the virus. To this end, I am asking Congress to increase funding for this program by an additional $50 billion.
So the president last night, this helps, by the way. I know so many people after Sandy that use those small business loans to get going and to be able to start fixing up their house while they waited for some payments. Now, these low-interest small business loans might be a great way to keep your restaurant afloat, keep your people employed, and I think you should use everything they have coming at you right now. Cut four.
Using emergency authority, I will be instructing the Treasury Department to defer tax payments without interest or penalties for certain individuals and businesses negatively impacted. This action will provide more than $200 billion of additional liquidity to the economy. Finally, I am calling on Congress to provide Americans with immediate payroll tax relief. Hopefully, they will consider this very strongly.
Come on. These are actions to be taken. The market's not happy with them because they don't think they're going to get anything done because everyone's in their prospective corners not talking to each other, although Steve Mnuchin did go speak to the speaker. They have worked out things in the past. Meanwhile, Germany, for example, is painting a grim picture. Angela Merkel, Miss Doom, comes out. By the way, she's an esteemed doctor. I think she's a physicist. She says, we have to understand that many people will be infected. Quote, the consensus among experts is 60-70% of the population will be infected. As long as this remains the situation. So they're not doing what Italy did and basically closing everything except for food stores and pharmaceuticals. And now they're even closing restaurants to keep people home. So they're playing politics with this. How do I know? Here's a perfect example. So I flipped around. I do what Governor Huckabee does. During major events and major speeches, I'll flip around to see what the other channels are saying. And oftentimes, no matter what the president says, like the State of the Union was a killer, they were just trying to find something negative. Whatever they do, oh, they're using race. They're using the military. They're using Rush Limbaugh. They always find something negative. But this was so over the top. Listen to what Governor Mike Huckabee discovered. Cut 18.
This was a very sobering address that he made from the Oval Office. He was serious. I couldn't help but flip a few channels after he spoke to see what was going on. And on one of the other networks, I'm not even going to name them because they're not worthy of it, but they were talking about how he was breathing during his commentary and somehow that he seemed nervous. They could not bring themselves to say that the one thing they were looking for him to do, which was to take this very seriously, you don't suspend travel for 30 days from Europe and not somehow believe that's serious. It's very serious.
So if you want to know how dug in it is, Governor Kasich, a constant critic of the president, had no problem with the speech. And listen to what happened. He gets run over and yelled at on CNN by Don Lemon. Cut six.
The president came out to calm people's fears. He didn't do a good job of it because they've had to come back and clarify it several times. And this has been going on long enough for them to get it straight. We need straight, accurate information from this president and this administration, and we're not getting it. And I don't understand why you are tiptoeing around it. He came out, gave an address that that happens very rarely, and he doesn't get it right?
I'm going to tell you, first of all, he read it, and somebody that wrote this, look, I don't want to get into that.
I don't want you to go on and deflect and talk about something else because we're here to talk about the president's address. And you said that someone else wrote it. He's the president. Even if someone else wrote it, it should be right.
And he has to be Don. He put this thing out because there was some confusion out there, okay?
Now there's more confusion, John.
When he banned travel, he wanted to make sure two things. This is what they're referring to. After the president's speech, he clarified, if you're an American, you can come back home if you're in Europe. And number two, he wanted to say, good, you know, trade remains. It's just people. We don't want any Europeans here right now from the EU. UK can come, but European, because we saw what happened in Italy. We see what's happened in Germany. We don't think you've taken proper travel restrictions. His responsibility is here. Now, could he have called our European partners ahead of time? He should have. I would have. But that's the issue. You want to debate that issue. But Governor Kasich had no problem with the address. And Don Lemon, who I've met as a fine guy, is so unhinged about Trump, he couldn't believe on his show somebody wasn't skewering the president. It's crazy. I just wanted to share that with you. To show you probably don't listen much to those stations, but that's what's going on. And they want to get politics out of it. This is a crisis, definitely a unique crisis. You want to get politics out of it. It didn't stop Chuck Schumer Wednesday, cut 16.
And so we have targeted our relief. We make it, it's aimed at people, not at big corporations, not at some kind of general long-term economic plan that the president might want for other purposes. The president seems to be more worried about the health of the big banks than the health of Americans. We don't believe that works. And so the administration is proposing tax cuts and bailouts for the airline industry, the oil and gas industry. That's just out of touch.
No, it's not out of touch. Are you crazy? The banks have our money. They have the ability to lend it, not hire, to loosen up the purse strings, to get a pulse on where we are in America. Well, how many people are keeping their money in their mattresses? He's not trying to keep banks healthy. He's trying to keep Americans healthy and make sure the bankers know that there are human beings there. And that's why the president wanted to eyeball them. That's why he wanted the CEOs of the healthcare industry, because they have to be the one who's going to issue these tests and treat these people and quarantine in some cases. When we come back, I'm going to find out how this speech was written and done by a real pro. Jonathan Horn will be joining us, a former speechwriter for Bush 43. He's got a great book out called Washington's End, the years after he left office.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Gold is on a run again. Experts say the coronavirus could tank global economies, so investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch your accounts dwindle day by day. Head for safety and catch the gold rally now. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers just like you. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-600-4849 and ask about our free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
This is Fox on Justice. At January's March for Life in Washington, there was lots of talk about Louisiana.
I see the bands and the chains dropping off of Roe versus Wade.
Louisiana State Legislator Katrina Jackson among the speakers. Organizers knew then that a new Louisiana abortion law would soon come before the U.S. Supreme Court. That case happens Wednesday. The law requires doctors who perform abortions in Louisiana to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital.
Well, it's definitely going to mean clinic closures in Louisiana, and basically that's going to put abortion care out of reach for the women that need it the most.
Kathleen Pittman is with the Hope Medical Group for Women, one of three remaining clinics performing abortions in the state. Supporters say the law is meant to protect women. A similar law in Texas was declared unconstitutional in 2016, but that was before the addition of Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. A ruling is expected in June. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Mark Wahlberg. Wahlberg is the latest star to deliver a new flick, Netflix style, with his action comedy, Spencer Confidential. The actor plays an ex-cop and ex-con, investigating a murder with the help of his tough-talking girlfriend and an MMA fighter in training. The movie co-stars Eliza Schlesinger, Winston Duke, and Post Malone.
It was funny. I mean, he and I are friends. We were hanging out at my house one day, and he was like, you know, I want to get killed in a movie. That's my dream. I was like, well, I don't know about killing you in a movie, but we'd like to put you in a movie, and I think you'd be great as an actor. And the first take was absolute magic.
Wahlberg says part of the appeal of streaming is getting to make the kind of movie they want to do.
They're either kind of going for the tent poles or doing really kind of low-budget movies. This is one of those kind of in-between movies. Super savvy, great film executives there. They'll help you when they need it, but they leave you alone. And audiences can discover it when they want at their own pace.
Find Spencer Confidential streaming on Netflix starting March 6th. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe.
That is the president last night. His big speech from the Oval Office, a man that used to put them together for George W. Bush. Jonathan Horn joins us, not only to talk about that, but his brand-new book, which is excellent, called Washington's End, looks at Washington's transition out of the Oval Office, out of the White House, then in New York City, and into civilian life. Jonathan, first off, what do you think of the speech last night?
Well, I think it's important to have reasonable expectations for a speech like the one that President Trump gave last night. He was coming off such a strong State of the Union address. And there's no way, of course, an address from the Oval Office under these circumstances can match a speech like that. I think President Trump made a good decision to give the speech from the Oval Office. I think he conveyed the gravity of the situation. I think some of the execution of the speech could have been better. I think he could work maybe on speaking a little bit more to the fears that the American people have right now and answering questions that ordinary citizens have.
Yeah, I think one thing that he had to go back and expand on the travel ban to Europe. He had to say, hey, wait a second, Americans can come back from Europe. And then he had to say it doesn't include trade. Is that really a speechwriter's responsibility?
That is a staffing mistake, and I think, unfortunately, the system must have let the president down last night by letting those things get into the speech. You would like his cabinet officials, everyone in the White House, has no more important responsibility than to make sure that speech last night goes off without a hitch. So it is on the speechwriters, and it is on the rest of his advisors.
All right, so we'll see. He corrected it. We'll see where we go from there. His Oval Office always looks stiff. Well, let's talk about the first president. Jonathan, you would decide to focus on an area not often looked at. Does years they dragged George Washington out of retirement to ask him to be the first president. And then after two terms, he left. What did he leave behind?
Well, when he left the presidency in March 1797, he was hoping to go back to Mount Vernon, and his estate, and live out his days in peace as a farmer. But he really got anything but a peaceful retirement. Most people don't realize that a little bit more than a year after he left the presidency, he was called back to command the armies of the United States amid a war scare with France. And he ended up getting that awesome title back, Commander-in-Chief of the Armies of the United States. And soon he was in very serious feuds with John Adams and his future successors.
So in other words, this was thrust on him, or he wanted it?
No, it was thrust on him. The United States and France looked like they were headed into a serious war, which didn't end up happening. But under those circumstances, John Adams called George Washington out of retirement and said, "Will you serve as Commander-in-Chief of the Armies of the United States?" And it turned out Washington had some conditions for acceptance. He wanted Alexander Hamilton to be his second in command, and John Adams hated Alexander Hamilton. And soon Washington and Adams were in a very serious feud over the structure of the new army that was being put together.
And when the fight didn't happen, he goes back to the ranch. What do we know about, I know he was 65 when he left, right? So how did he get an illness? The word was he just checking out his land in the winter one day on horseback. He got a cold and never recovered. What's the reality?
That's pretty much right. It came out of the blue. He was looking to the future that day in December 1799 when he set off for a ride around his farms. It was rainy with a little bit of snow. He came in. It was cold. And by the next morning, his throat felt very sore. And by the next evening, he died. And certainly his doctors did not help matters by bleeding him, by purging him. They really amounted to torture. It was, of course, the best medical science of the day, but they made his last day very uncomfortable. But he, what's so amazing is he handled it knowing that everything he did on that day would be recorded in history. So he really endured all that without complaint.
Yeah, I've been to that third floor that, you know, that was left empty. Martha would never go up to that bedroom again. The whole country went into mourning, didn't they?
They really did. For months and months, they mourned, to the point where John Adams, who was George Washington's successor, finally said, "The mourning has gone on long enough. We need to move on." But yes, people really did mourn. And of course, there's that famous eulogy that was given for George Washington after he died, where Harry Lee said, "First, he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen."
Yeah. And what is your biggest surprise in researching this, gentlemen?
The biggest surprise for me was just how difficult it was for George Washington to surrender power, how many different forces and people and plots were trying to constantly lure him back in. And you might say, does that lessen your opinion of George Washington? No, for me, it does just the opposite. It gives me even more admiration for the man, because only by understanding how difficult it was for George Washington to leave power can you understand the true greatness that it took for George Washington to do it.
And you forget that he, you know, Hamilton and Washington had that bond during the Revolutionary War. Hamilton was extremely adept, right?
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why George Washington felt comfortable with having Alexander Hamilton as his second in command. And I think also interesting is to look at George Washington's other relationships during this period. By the time he died, he was no longer on speaking terms with Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. That's your third, fourth, and fifth presidents of the United States. So much for all of our founding fathers getting along.
What was the reason behind the one with Monroe, who was like a junior Washington, right?
Right. And so actually Monroe wrote what it had served as George Washington's minister to France during the end of his presidency. And during George Washington's post-presidency, Monroe came out with what we today would call a tell-all book attacking George Washington's foreign policy. And the book really enraged George Washington. In fact, there really was no one that George Washington hated quite so much in public life as James Monroe by the end of his life.
And Jefferson was critical of his foreign policy as well.
That's right. And constantly letters and things that Thomas Jefferson said about George Washington leaked back to George Washington. He was suggesting in some way that George Washington had fallen under the sway of people who were sympathetic to the British.
Wow, amazing. Jonathan Horn, great job. Washington's End, a facet of our first president and our historic general. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Back with your questions with Dr. Mark Siegel. Everything's on the table about the coronavirus. Don't move. 1-866-408-7669 or go on our Facebook page. We'll read them from there.
Democracy 2020 coverage continues this election season on the Fox News Podcast Network. From Washington, the latest news from the nation's capital. Dana Perino and Chris Seierwald with I'll Tell You What has you covered. Who's leading, who's trailing, who's right, and who's wrong? Hit the trails with Brett Baer as the candidates take it to the streets. It's the Campaign with Brett Baer. And each morning, the Fox News Rundown takes you beyond the headlines on Democracy 2020. All available at foxnewspodcast.com.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
Pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free the continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is a thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
As the coronavirus spreads globally, holy sites and houses of worship are focusing on how to protect the faithful. In Bethlehem, officials shut down the Church of the Nativity so that Ministry of Health workers could disinfect. It's a scene repeated at other holy sites around the world. Saudi Arabia stopped residents of the kingdom from performing the pilgrimage to Mecca, Islam's holiest site, while Iran canceled Friday prayers in major cities. In Rome, the Vatican confirmed its first case of coronavirus and closed some offices Friday as a precaution. Here in the United States, some Catholic parishes suspending drinking wine from a common chalice for Holy Communion, as well as receiving the wafer by hand instead of the priest placing it on the tongue. And no touching, please, for the sign of peace. Deacon David Rodriguez of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in California.
Not to be offended if somebody just gives you a simple smile or hand wave rather than shaking hands.
And besides staying home if sick and contacting a doctor, the one thing the faithful can do which costs nothing is to pray. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Democracy 2020 coverage continues this election season on the Fox News Podcast Network. From Washington, the latest news from the nation's capital. Dana Perino and Chris Seierwald with I'll Tell You What has you covered. Who's leading, who's trailing, who's right, and who's wrong? Hit the trails with Brett Baer as the candidates take it to the streets. It's the Campaign with Brett Baer. And each morning, the Fox News Rundown takes you beyond the headlines on Democracy 2020. All available at foxnewspodcast.com.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
Pushed mankind.
fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And created continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kelton Barnes and Mr. Hackman were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kelton Barnes was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. We have yet to hear. And we are very sure Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 10-year-old New York boy named Carter who beat cancer and got to meet another cancer survivor named Carter makes today's Dean's List. Carter was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma in May of 2015. He underwent 5 months of grueling chemotherapy and surgeries before being told by doctors he had beaten cancer. While he was in the hospital, he was visited by officials from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. His mom says Carter wanted to meet former President Jimmy Carter. When she asked why, her son said, "We have three things in common. We have the same name, we've both survived cancer, and we both love helping people." Carter extended his arms as soon as he saw the president, who gave him a warm hug and asked how he was feeling. The two spent about 30 minutes discussing their journeys with cancer, but also about the former president's experience both in the White House and his extensive service work afterwards. Thank you, Carter and President Carter. You're both tremendous inspirations to all of us. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, the spread of the coronavirus has also led to a lot of spread of misinformation.
There are more rumors going around on social media about how to avoid the coronavirus. Eating garlic, drinking bleach, snorting cocaine, yes, and masturbation are not miracle cures for coronavirus.
What was that from? Eric, who is that from?
Just a montage of the wild speculation going on.
All right.
I thought it caused blindness. Doesn't it cause blindness?
Well, that is Dr. Mark Siegel, and you should not be saying that. You're a doctor. It's just crazy, all these stuff that's going on. And, you know, I was saying, I get all these, not crazy texts, but from people that are qualified. I showed Dr. Siegel one of my texts today that said, if you want to find out if you have it, take a deep breath, hold it for a little while. If you cough, then you could, in fact, have it. You should go get tested. And you sitting there with a smile on your face, and if you're watching Fox Nation, you see it. First off, Dr. Siegel, fundamentals of the coronavirus.
It's part of a family of viruses, four of which at least give us the common cold. It's in mammals mostly. It's in dogs. It's in cats. It's in rodents. It's in bats. And the ones that we tend to worry about are in bats, Brian, because bat viruses, for some reason, when they jump species over to humans, get us pretty sick. This one, like SARS and MERS before it, started off in bats, jumped species probably to a pangolin and then on into humans where people are close together or they eat uncooked meat. And now it's traveling human to human, and it's adapting to humans. People don't realize this, but these things continue to change slightly. It's becoming more used to the human species.
So are you telling me right now the coronavirus that started in China might be different than the ones that's in America?
Very, very slightly. It's adapting. So and when they adapt, by the way, they tend to get to the point where they can spread more easily, but they get less deadly, so they get milder. And I've told you from the beginning, there are thousands of cases that we don't know about that were mild.
So is it the main thing that it hits, the coronavirus, the respiratory? Is that the big fear?
Yes, because if you have a compromised respiratory system, like you're a smoker or you have emphysema or you have heart disease or severe chronic conditions or you're immunocompromised or you have cancer, God forbid, then you're really run down. And especially with lung problems, you can't fight off the incoming virus that's getting swept down into the lower parts of your lungs.
Are there different degrees of it? So you have it, that's it, on or off, or do you have it? Well, you had a mild case. Would you ever say that?
I would. Listen, we're hearing about Tom Hanks's case from his son. Sounds mild. The other thing I want to answer right away is...
But is that because, why is that? Because his body handles it differently? Or is it because the virus is different?
It's probably because he's in pretty good shape. It's probably because he's not 80, he's 63. It's probably because he doesn't have severe underlying conditions. But I want to make a point right here, which is a million people ask, why don't kids get it, or why do kids get it so mild? And there's a couple of answers to that. One, kids have much better lungs in terms of, lungs are like vacuum cleaners. They vacuum out incoming debris and viruses and bacteria. Kids have a lot of cilia or hairs in their lungs that act like a vacuum cleaner, sweep it out. They also have stronger immune systems than adults. So those are two big reasons.
Do you agree with the president saying Chinese, not taking Chinese flights here, can't come, and you're the European band? Does that help?
I think that his intervention in terms of travel restrictions and now travel ban to Europe, when there's easily over, I mean, just three countries alone, France, Spain, and Italy have over 14,000 cases. And I think our public health officials are finding out that several communities were seeded from European travel. I think this makes sense. You know why? It's not because we're trying, because the problem is the message gets out, people think they're all going to die. The reason for trying to cut down on travel is the less virus we have here, the less virus that reproduces and spreads, the less that elderly community or the community of chronically ill are at risk.
Right. Please say seniors. I'm getting all these seniors say, call me seniors, not elderly.
Okay.
All right. But
I don't even mean seniors of 65. I'm talking about seniors of 75 and 80.
I want you to hear this doctor, and then I'm going to open up the phones and get, he has a rapid fire questions. Dr. Joseph Vinez, he said this about the virus and how it travels. Cut 11.
This virus can be expelled, can be coughed out for days, even a couple of weeks or even longer. So you could imagine that it's going to be wave upon wave upon wave, and that one person can infect a few others, and then you have exponential growth.
That a worry?
He overstated that. The science of this seems to show that each time a person gets infected, they on average will infect two other people. Now, that's a lot. That causes spread. But it's not like each person's going to affect 100 people. Each will affect two. But he is right about how he describes the problem. It's that coughs and sneezes can travel up to 6 feet, especially in the winter at times of low humidity and coldness and less UV light. Viruses thrive more in the air, and they can travel about 6 feet.
Dr. Siegel, let's open up the phones, a place you know quite well, New York City, where you practice and where we're located right now. John is on listening on WABC. John, what's on your mind? Which question do you have for Dr.
Yeah.
Siegel?
My question is this. I have a daughter who has small children at home. She's very concerned. She's pregnant now. And we haven't really heard anything about how this virus affects the fetus. And, you know, I had concerns, you know, she's afraid to go out. She's afraid to be with people. I was just wondering what your feeling was about it, what you've heard about this.
Dr. Siegel.
There was a study in Lancet out of China that looked at 7 pregnant women. They had pretty severe problems, but the fetuses did not get affected. Now, 7 is not a big enough number. You're asking an extremely smart question because, in fact, the flu, for example, does affect babies, does affect fetuses. It's one of the reasons I'm pushing flu shots so much, because I want to protect the mother and then by passive immunity, the baby. We so far are finding that it isn't affecting the fetus, and that's really important.
I just get, you know, you see that Zika virus, and that's what really gets people worried. You have a Facebook question, Eric?
We do. From Jeff on Facebook, he wants to know if the coronavirus is like chickenpox. If you have it once, can you get it again?
No. The chickenpox is a virus that buries down into your nerves, and it hides there for years and years. When it comes back or gets reactivated, you can get shingles, and that's why we give out shingles vaccines to adults. Chickenpox vaccine, by the way, decreases the severity of that shingles. But either way, you need both a chickenpox shot when you're a kid and a shingles shot later. This virus does not harbor, is not harbor in the body. When you get immune, you should be immune to it.
When you get it, how long does it take to find out that you have it?
Well, that's an impossible question to answer in this regard. If I exposed you to it today, God forbid, you wouldn't test positive right away. It would take a few days.
How many?
A few days before it tests positive. But there's a period where you have no symptoms. Over that period of time, let's say on argument, say 5 days. The average is not 2 weeks out there the way that everyone's saying. The average is 5 days between the time that you get a contact and you get in, and you get sick. 5 days. Within those 5 days, it probably takes about two or three before your test starts to get positive.
And then how long will I have it?
Well, you'll have it the whole time you have the symptoms. And then that's where your sound clip that you showed is that you played is a little off. You're not going to be shedding it for months and months and months. After your symptoms are gone, there's a period of time where you continue to shed it, but that's not more than another week or so.
Week or so. Okay, Sarah, listening in Tennessee. Sarah.
Hey, Dr. Spiegel. We have a spring break planned. I'm in very rural Tennessee. We have spring break planned to San Francisco in about a week and a half. And I have young kids, and I'm a little leery of going. I don't know if I should cancel it because the outbreak there and the population, and I don't want to bring it home to elderly family members. What do you think?
Well, look, we have an overall idea of cutting down on travel right now, even domestically. But I am not in the group of that degree of concern. I think that it's okay to go to San Francisco. I wouldn't not go to San Francisco because you're afraid of a cluster there. I'd be more concerned of if you travel on a plane that you do it in a very sanitary way where you disinfect tables, where you make sure you're not near anybody coughing and sneezing, where you stay well hydrated.
Get those Clorox.
I think those are the best.
And you also think I should get the window seat. Why? Is that what you were saying? Because I heard the window seats better get more fresh air that's coming out.
Yeah, that's true. But make sure the guy next to you in the middle seat isn't coughing on you, Brian.
That's
the way,
problem.
Anybody coughing on a plane, well, Brian goes first class, but anybody coughing on a plane has to wear a mask. That's for sure. That's who should wear the mask, people
right.
that are sick.
And just wonder if it's up to incumbent on flight attendants to do that. You know, say, okay, sir, I saw you cough. You have to wear this because...
It's crucial at this point.
I wouldn't wear a mask to protect myself against you. I would wear a mask if I was infected to keep you from getting infected.
Because the respiratory droplets can be blocked by that mask if you're sick, if you're the one who is sick.
Let's go. You have a Facebook question, Eric?
Sure. Al wants to know if you have had the virus, can tests show that? So if you're asymptomatic, can a test now show that you have had the virus?
That's a great question. So if I had it, didn't know I had it, and I test, could it show that I had it?
Yeah, so that's an amazing question because there's a lot of misinformation about that in the public. The way it's being portrayed in the media is, oh, I had it. And then I wait till it's negative, and then I'm cured. It's not quite that simple. You can continue to show antibodies to this virus for weeks after you've had it, after you recovered, after you're better. So, yes, you can do an antibody test that showed you had it. Yes, absolutely. It's called yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you the technical name for it, but yes.
So it looks like Dayton is going to be a place where the regional NCAA tournament is being played, and Dayton obviously is one of the best teams in college basketball. Chuck is calling from Dayton, listening on WHIO. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Brian. I apologize, Roy. I talk sometimes. I get a little bit of an echo out of you guys. But
no problem. Here's Dr. Siegel for you. What's your question?
My question is, I am the Waste Hall business, and I'm not hearing a whole lot of information coming from the CDC or anybody else. And I hope that we're self-quarantining these people that are having problems with coronavirus. But what are they doing with their waste? How are they being told to?
So he's in the waste management
their
business.
Waste? They're not infecting us.
Yeah, he's in the waste management business. Is he in danger?
That's a really good question. He's in danger if he's danger is a tough word. If he's really properly, I would say increase your precautions: masks, gloves, shields, facial shields. If you're going to dispose of waste, somebody that has coronavirus, because keep in mind that a lot of the people in self quarantine are just doing it out of precaution. They don't have coronavirus, but I would be very careful at dealing with waste that has coronavirus.
I want to get some a substantial segment after we take a break, but before as we leave. Did the NBA overreact in suspending play?
No, because of one reason.
What?
Because locker rooms are breeding grounds for viruses.
What about the way they're so close proximity, they're rubbing?
Exactly.
And sweat.
Sweat. It's right. But it's only one case. But no, because of the sweat and the closeness and the exchanges, it's very, very hard to keep things from spreading.
So you believe it's the type of sport. So, for example, if I'm playing tennis or golf, so they're going to play the TPC, I imagine, at Sawgrass.
I hope so.
Unless they're concerned for the fans, but they can always ban the fans. But the golfers don't touch each other. Do you think that matters?
Yeah, and it's beyond just touch. Again, it's sweat. It's what is the locker room like? I mean, can you really disinfect the locker room? It depends on the sport.
Yeah.
We need our sports to divert our attention from this.
Right. So you're the doctor saying that.
The more we keep going, the better. Yes.
More with Dr. Siegel, 1-866-408-7669. And we can get you on our Facebook page. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We will see more cases, and things will get worse than they are right now. How much worse we'll get will depend on our ability to do two things: to contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside, and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country. Bottom line, it's going to get worse.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Fox on Justice.
That both of them free, so now he got a chance to kill us all.
An irate Jessica Shelton after a jury in Pittsburgh returned a not guilty verdict in a 2016 mass killing at a backyard get-together. Three of Shelton's children were killed along with two nieces and an unborn grandson. Sharon Shelton, not related, and another man were accused. Prosecutors said the attack was an act of revenge over a prior shooting, but they said the case was made difficult because the surviving witnesses could not provide relevant information. Just before the trial, charges against the co-defendant were dropped, and trial watchers say the prosecution bungled key evidence, putting Shelton near the scene of the crime. They did not provide that evidence to the defense before trial as required, and so the judge excluded it. The jury never heard about it. After 3 days of deliberations, Shelton was acquitted. He still faces prosecution in a weapons case. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
house call for help. You have a cough. You're feeling achy, running a fever. Do you have a flu or the coronavirus, aka COVID-19? Doctors tell us the two illnesses are hard to tell apart because the symptoms overlap. Doctors say if you have body pain, that's probably the flu. For the small number of people with COVID-19, the symptoms will seem like a common cold. Runny nose, sneezing, coughing, a fever, and maybe stomach issues. That may be why some people with the virus continued their regular activities, possibly infecting others. Someone with the flu is likely to feel sicker. With both the flu and coronavirus, there's a risk the disease can take a serious turn, especially in patients with heart or lung conditions. But the Director General of the World Health Organization is cautiously optimistic, saying, quote, "We can push this virus back." For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a really serious problem that we have to take seriously. I mean, people always say, well, the flu, you know, the flu does this, the flu does that. The flu has a mortality of 0.1%.
Sure.
This has a mortality of 10 times that.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I want to emphasize we have to stay ahead of the game in preventing this.
So the mortality rate on the coronavirus, that might have been somewhat deceptive. Welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. But more importantly, if you're watching on Fox Nation, you see Dr. Siegel's here taking all your questions. So get on board. So the mortality rate, you want to challenge Dr. Fauci on that?
And he's a mentor of mine, a hero of mine, and I've known him for many years, and I've interviewed him multiple times, and there's no smarter infectious disease expert in the country. I'm worried about his voice, by the way. He's on so much.
Sounds like Mel Brooks.
As the voice of reason, yeah, is what he is. But here's why I disagree with him on the mortality rate. I think we don't know the end number. We don't know how many cases there are. We can't say that, because inevitably, when a pandemic starts like this, we only see the severe cases at first. We see everyone that dies of it. We see everyone that's in the ICU of it. But there's thousands of people out there, and thousands who never get diagnosed. They stay at home. They're not tested. They think they have a cold. They think they have some kind
of... So the numbers are skewed.
Totally skewed.
All right.
And
so
in South Korea, where they tested a lot of people, the death rate was about 0.7%. It may even be a little lower than that as time goes on.
Bruno, you have a question for Dr. Siegel. Bruno.
I currently have psoriasis, and I take a biologic, which I was told suppresses my immune system. Now, am I at greater risk for contracting something like this?
Dr. Siegel.
That's a really important question. How old are you?
I'm going on 60.
So the fact that you're going on 60 is an advantage, that you're not elderly. It's not that you're at higher risk of contracting it. My concern is, because your immune system is knocked down a bit, you might be at somewhat greater risk of getting a more serious case. You know, anybody can contract it, but you might be at a slightly increased risk of a more severe case. But your age is on your side.
Thanks so much. The Prime Minister of Ireland got into town with St. Patrick's Day next Tuesday, and he's meeting with the president right now. Casey, listen on News 96.5 in Orlando, and Cocoa Beach to be specific. Casey, your question for Dr. Siegel.
Yeah, my question is, I'm 35 years old. I drive for FedEx. I have something called spontaneous pneumothorax along with COPD. Would that place me in the high danger area if I caught this?
How bad is your COPD? That's a disease. That's a disease that Brian and I are very familiar with.
Yep.
How severe is it?
Beginning stages.
So the beginning stages is a really good thing. The lung is like a vacuum cleaner. We need it to vacuum out these viruses. I hope you're not smoking currently.
I'm working on quitting.
Now, this is a very good incentive. Let's use this as an incentive. You quit, you're going to fight off all respiratory viruses in a much better way, including this one.
You can do it, Casey. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what do you have on the Facebook page?
So Dave on Facebook wants to know what the life expectancy of the virus is outside of the body.
So that was just studied by a big study coming out of Princeton, UCLA, and the NIH, and it looks like it can last for days, but it depends on the surface that it's on. Cardboard lasts longer than copper does, copper hours. Bottom line, though, is it looks like it's infective for several hours outside the body. That's what you have to know. It could be sitting there for hours, and you still could contract the virus. Not days, hours.
I want to try to squeeze in Bill from WHIO. Bill, you're in Dayton. Real quick question for Dr. Siegel.
Yeah, quick question. As soon as Trump was done, they come on the air and give us this big scare thing. And then one doctor they used in Ohio, in Dayton here, said that 40% of America is going to catch this. Yeah, but how do we stop, you know, obviously you can turn the radio off, but how do we stop all this false information or at least the fear tactics?
Believe 40% of America is going to get this, Dr. Siegel?
I don't know where they're getting that from. We don't know. I mean, we have to be comfortable with what we don't know and stop projecting all of these numbers. By the way, if it ever got to that point over the next 4 or 5 years, let's say, where 40% yeah. got it, it would be because a lot of people never got sick. So we build up an immunity, it slows spread, and it's good for public health.
And we'll have a vaccine by then. Dr. Siegel,
exactly.
Thanks so much. We'll see you all over the channel and back on Fox and Friends tomorrow.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who called.
Gold is on a run again. Experts say the coronavirus could tank global economies, so investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch your accounts dwindle day by day. Head for safety and catch the gold rally now. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers just like you. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-600-4849 and ask about our free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion, 800-600-4849.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure, but 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A lot of resources and money being thrown at slowing down the coronavirus. Military analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says public safety merits the preventative measures that are being taken at all levels of society.
To respond as we have, by closing off the borders, warning the people with the precautions to take, and shutting down activities for a period of time to allow it to dissipate, I think are prudent measures.
Meanwhile, Washington is confronting the virus with new tools and the expectation the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. President Trump says the U.S. will broaden its European travel restrictions to include Britain and Ireland. And his emergency declaration this week has freed billions of dollars to help states and communities manage the crisis. Plus, a big aid package that was passed late Friday night by the House looks likely to become law when it makes its way to the Senate. The Census Bureau is not ruling out extending the once-in-a-decade headcount past the end of July when it was scheduled to end because of the coronavirus outbreak.
On Friday, Census Bureau officials told U.S. lawmakers the concerns about the virus hadn't yet caused a drop in staffing levels, according to a statement from the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Bureau officials will make a decision on extending the count after reviewing response rates. The Bureau also is shifting training for temporary census takers online and providing safety equipment for workers. The U.S. Census Bureau says it has reached its goal of recruiting more than 2.6 million applicants, but it's been a bumpy road to get there. Keith Peters, Washington.
A man in his 70s has become the first person in Oregon to die from the coronavirus. The Multnomah County man hospitalized at the Portland Veterans Affairs Medical Center died Saturday. Doctors say he had underlying health conditions when he tested positive. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The U.S. Census reaching its recruitment goal.
The once-a-decade headcount launched for most of America this week. The nation's abundance of jobs had complicated the effort, and some rural areas are falling behind recruitment goals. Falling short could threaten the count in some parts of the country. After recruiting efforts hit a plateau last December, the Census Bureau increased its hourly wages, which now range from $14 to almost $30 an hour, depending on the city. John Scott reporting.
Modell Sporting Goods, the century-old family-owned sporting goods chain with some 3,600 employees filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, will be closing its remaining 115 stores. It's the latest traditional retailer to succumb to the fast-changing retail environment. In recent years, Payless Shoe Source, Toys R Us, and children's chain Gymboree have all filed for Chapter 11. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said Friday he's stepping down from the company's board to focus on philanthropy.
Gates was Microsoft CEO until 2000, and since then has gradually scaled back his involvement in the company. He started with Paul Allen in 1975. He transitioned out of day-to-day role in Microsoft in 2008 and served as chairman of the board until 2014. The billionaire announced Friday that he's leaving the Microsoft board entirely, as well as his seat on the board of Berkshire Hathaway, the conglomerate headed by fellow billionaire Warren Buffett. Patrick Foss reporting.
The teachers' union in St. Paul, Minnesota school administrators reaching a tentative contract agreement, ending a strike that began Tuesday and canceled classes for 36,000 students who attend the state's second largest school district. The union said it was in the best interest of all involved to settle, given the uncertainty of possible school closures due to the coronavirus. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
How things are different, that your lives have been affected. I don't care if you're on the New York Yankees or you're just you work for the town you're in. Everything's a little bit different today, and we'll look to I'm getting a little bit of an echo in here. I don't know if we want to address that or if they're getting it at home. I can adjust. Coming up in a little while, Dr. Michael Bodden on this whole coronavirus. And we're going to be joined by Michael Waltz, the former Green Beret, former deputy to Vice President Cheney, who's now congressman from Florida, on this strike inside Iraq, on these Iranian militia groups. I love that we hit back. Meanwhile, the President of the United States is going to have a briefing from his people about 5:30. Tonight, he's going to give his team have a brief. Today, the President will be meeting about 1:30 with industry executives about the COVID-19 response. And a lot of what he was doing, he can't do now. Can't really have the rallies. You're watching the 2020 candidates, the two that are left. They have virtual rallies. They're back in their home bases because of what we're experiencing, a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can't get us live, you get our podcast for free on iTunes or BrianKilmeadShow.com. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Are you confident then that something will be able to pass tomorrow? Confident enough to do a vote? Is it expected to do a vote in the daytime as the markets are watching?
One way or another.
Nancy Pelosi getting a question about an aid package. Help. That's what the White House and Capitol Hill have to do. As so many lives and jobs are on hold, aid packages must be forthcoming to please the markets, but most importantly, to help the moms and dads who have to live their lives in this very tenuous situation.
Number two.
We don't know exactly what will happen. In fact, if anyone tells you they know what's going to happen, they don't know enough about this virus. But we do know that what we're seeing in Italy, what we're seeing elsewhere, suggests that it is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
The truth about the coronavirus. Where are we at? What do we know? And how China, who launched this virus, is now blaming America. Meanwhile, our country, including the sports world, shuts down. What will you now do to pass the time, to fill your time? That's a great question. I want to hear your calls.
Number one.
It's up to the president at this point in time. Everything he's accomplished is irrelevant. If he does not perform and perform well over the next couple of months, he will be judged on this.
Ed Rollins, he has a super PAC for the president. He's a fan of the president's, but he's telling the president, got to step up. You'll have to pack up, like Bush 41 did, because it was about the economy. He didn't respond. We had a recession. As Jimmy Carter had the Iranian crisis, he looked helpless, and we threw him out. President Trump, this is your wake-up call. Now, look, the president of the United States has a style. Things are great. Things are the best ever. I'm going to find a way to overcome, and I'm going to take out my enemies. With an amorphous virus like this, you can't overstate things. You can't say if you want a test, you can get a test, when you can't get a test because you want a test. So only about 9,000 people in this country have been tested. So that is not the case. No reason to say, listen, no one thinks, Mr. President, you're at the CDC packaging up packets, testing packets, to give to clinics around the country. It's got to be better. Anthony Fauci said it best. I thought this was done. We had a stutter step. We got to get it done. We think within 2 weeks there'll be a test everywhere in private industry like the Cleveland Clinic will get involved. And he's got to be crisp. He's got to be clear when it comes to these bans. Right move. But for me, no reason not to call our European allies. And if not you, Mr. President, have Mike Pompeo do it. Hey, guys, don't take it personal. We're going to have to put a ban on all European Union travel. And here's why. Sorry about that. Don't take it personal. Let me know if there's anything you can do. You know where to reach me. So the president has got to step up. I think he's fine, but he's got to be great. And he's capable of that by briefing accurately, keep to your talking points, and being conversational and not showing panic. I don't see any problem with the president taking a coronavirus test. He was around a couple of people that had it. He doesn't have any symptoms, but I think it'll be a great example to take it. So here's the president yesterday, cut 9.
What we did with Europe is this was the time. And China, a lot of it came from when you think of what happened to Europe, because it was very fast and very furious. And what happened is a lot of people went from China into Europe, and Europe suffered tremendously. You know, you see what's going on. And so I just wanted that to stop as it pertains to the United States. And that's what we've done. We stopped.
Nothing against stopping. I think it's a good move. Great move to stop the Chinese from coming in. And it shows you the character or lack of character or what the character of that government is. They're actually blaming the U.S. Army in their State Department, their version of a State Department. They said they think the U.S. Army started this and that we should deal with it and stop blaming people. I mean, everybody with a brain cell in their head knows the U.S. Army didn't start this in China, where we have no presence. You started it, it seems, by eating things like bats. And now you poison the world, and not only aren't you apologizing, you're blaming us? If this isn't a wake-up call to all you corporations that decide, or small and big businesses that decide it's best to have our products built in China to make maximum profit, then you don't have a wake-up call. You deserve what you're getting. And this Belt and Road program that's going to hold the rest of the countries, all these other countries hostage, almost extort them, they rebuild their roads and they take their valuable natural resources, like what's happening in Brazil and Pakistan. You should know this is the character of the country you're dealing with. So we'll think about that. Now, the biggest problem I have with the president, just tell our European allies, no reason to alienate them for no reason. I'm not thrilled with what they're doing in trade, but it has nothing to do with this. Cut 11.
Well, we get along very well with European leaders, but we had to make a decision, and I didn't want to take time. It takes a long time to make the individual calls, and we are calling, and we have spoken to some of them prior to, some of the majors prior to, but we had to move quickly. I mean, when they raise taxes on us, they don't consult us, and I think that's probably one and the same.
I don't know. I don't think anything to do with the other. Just say, listen, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're thinking. We're just very unhappy with the irresponsible way some of their European citizens have come over here and helped spread the virus, unwittingly perhaps, carelessly perhaps. It's here, and it's mostly for that. But overall, president's got a great way of communicating. He's got a great relationship with at least 50% of the country, and the others are win-overable. Remember, George Bush got elected with 48% of the vote, but after 9/11, his approval went up to between 70% and 80% because people said, we don't blame you for what happened, but we're behind you for a reaction. The president could have the same thing. If anybody knows that, it's Ed Rollins. Ed Rollins, who worked with Reagan. Ed Rollins, who tried to get Ross Perot elected. He knows what it's like to be different. Work with different people. And for a while, worked with Bushes. Cut 17.
Sometimes you got to rise off of the fans. You need the crowds. You need that to rev yourself. But you have to begin, and it's up to the president at this point in time. Everything he's accomplished is irrelevant. If he does not perform and perform well over the next couple of months, he will be judged on this. We've had two incumbent presidents who have lost since 1980. Jimmy Carter lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan, who didn't perform well, the Desert Storm. And President George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, basically didn't deal with the environment. So if Trump is viewed by the public that he's not handling this thing properly, it'll have a big impact on her. But the good side is he has the ball. He gets to do what he wants to do. If he makes it right, he stays calm. It gives up the partisanship. The partisanship just needs to go by the wayside at this point in time.
And, you know, going after Nancy Pelosi or the others, even when they attack him, I say, Mr. President, let's rise above it. Don't even take the bait. Just ignore it. Listen, I got a country to run. I can't worry about politics now. And even take that theme when we go back to rallies, hopefully in April, and everybody's rallying. I mean, Joe Biden was comically awful yesterday. Bernie Sanders just wants to help the small portion of the population. He sounded as statesmanlike as I've ever seen, but still doing the attack mode. And all his ideas are impractical anyway, even in times of crisis. But the objective is to help the average everyday person. Don't even be perceived, nor should you, be focusing on the wealthy. And the way to do that is keep in your mind, as the president always does, those who work for tips, those who work hourly, those who work in blue-collar jobs that quickly get laid off for the airline, hospitality, in restaurants, you name it, transportation, they're gone. You know, Amtrak's not running trains. They don't need conductors. Now, I hope they still get paid, but a lot of those conductors get money, especially on the Acela route. So hopefully he understands that. Hopefully people around him will relay that. And the president's going to have to click into a gear he has not had. Shut off the Democrats. Do not allow any of the partisanship to come in. And just be the leader. There's nobody in your class. When we come back, something else I really respect the president for doing, for greenlighting the retaliation. After Arch, we lost two guys in Iraq earlier this week. A flatbed pulled up, Katusha rockets went off, and they rocketed our base. Dozens of rockets, and we answered back last night. Michael Waltz knows the details, and they know who's behind it. It's not the Iraqis. It's not even ISIS. This is Iran. Iranian-backed militias. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. Then we're going to get to the questions and answers when it comes to this coronavirus. So I want to take some of them with Dr. Michael Bodden. It's going to be a busy day. Thanks so much for being here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer who took a second grader to a father-daughter dance after her own dad passed away makes today's Dean's List. School resource officer Nick Harvey couldn't help but feel a little sad when he noticed posters advertising the father-daughter dance. Nick, who works at Central Elementary School in Van Buren, Arkansas, had always looked forward to the annual event. But with his three daughters now grown, he had no one to take. But all of that changed when Van Buren Police Chief Jamie Hammond sent an email to his school resource officers, suggesting they step in for children without father figures. Nick immediately shared Jamie's idea with the guidance counselor, and she came back with a name, Avi Cox. The second grader's dad, Corey Cox, died in January. When the night of the dance came, Officer Harvey says he arrived at Avi's house in a squad car, but they met up with another group also going to the dance, and they switched to a limo. Thank you, Officer Harvey and Avi. We're so happy you had a wonderful time. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with your Fox Celebrity Profile. There's no time off for this, Sheriff. Deputy Bill Hollister is on another intense case.
Home invasion, attempted murder. Clear the house.
Star Stephen Dorff enjoys playing this serious lawman who doesn't hold back.
He's not politically correct sometimes. He doesn't act like a normal politician in this position of power. It's been nice to play a guy that says it like it is and also is a hero.
The actor says it's important to him to deliver a realistic portrayal of those who do the job in real life.
I've worked with a lot of incredible people that are in the sheriff's department on this show and trying to keep it as authentic as possible, as much as you can when you're recreating something for entertainment.
As the show show goes forward, the characters will show more of their work and personal lives. Hollister will keep figuring out where his new career path is leading him, and Dorff hopes audiences will stick with them for the whole exciting ride.
And we're trying to push the envelope and kind of bring a bit of a cable-type show to Fox and reach a lot more people.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks. And no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
He's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The United States is there to fight ISIS. We just lost two Marines last week doing that. And we need to carry on our partnership with Iraqi security forces so that we can continue to do that. I think the Iraqi people want us there to work on that. And certainly the Iraqi government, when it stood up, would feel the same way. There have been a lot of protests in Iraq as well as in Iran against the Iranians. And I think we're clearly on the side of right here with, again, this very proportional response.
Yes, because we hit back after getting rocketed and losing two of our guys earlier this week. And that's why I want to bring in Congressman Michael Waltz, House Armed Services Committee, former senior advisor to Vice President Cheney and Green Beret himself. Congressman, how would you describe the response to our base being rocketed earlier by this Iranian militia group?
Well, I certainly applaud the regime for immediately holding, the administration for immediately holding the these militias accountable. We hit five sites. They were apparently rocket storage sites that we already had our eyes on and that we hit overnight with airstrikes. We have to, as General McKenzie, the central command commander responsible for the Middle East, was just briefing in the Pentagon, that they showed some restraint because obviously the Iraqi government is constantly trying to balance, its relationship with Iran versus us. But look, here's the problem, Brian, is the Iranian regime is fine for us doing a kind of a tit-for-tat with its militias. I would like to see a very strong signal from the administration that we will hold the Iranian regime itself accountable, as we did with the Soleimani strike, and that they do not get to continue to have their militias kill Americans and get away with it.
So here's the guys that we lost thanks to this Hezbollah Hezbollah. This Army Specialist Juan Miguel Menendez, 27, out of California, Air Force Staff Sergeant Marshall Roberts, 28, out of Oklahoma. So they lost their lives because this flatbed truck, which was lined with Katyusha rockets, just rocketed their base. Now, I understand we're rushing Patriot missiles there, but we are kind of naked in that area, right?
We are. We're pushing Patriots in, but we have Patriots spread out all over the world, literally. The other piece that we're looking to get in place is Israel's Iron Dome system, which is very effective against these kind of short-range rockets. The Patriot is much more geared towards the types of land-based, long-range missiles that you saw the Iranians launch just a few months ago. So there's different types of systems for different types of attacks. But if we're going to have bases there, we absolutely need to have them in place. That said, Brian, we can only play so much defense. I want to reestablish deterrence. And again, I don't think this is going to stop until the Iranian regime understands that it is going to feel some pain if this continues. And, I think we were, you and I were talking that the Iranian regime's in a bad place right now. I think they are drastically underreporting It's Corona cases. They've had their vice presidents and several parliamentarians be affected. Some have died. The supreme leader is reportedly in full isolation. Meanwhile, you have oil prices are crashing. They already were in a difficult place. And who's their biggest importer? China, right now, in defiance of the sanctions. So the regime is really on its back foot, and I think we send a strong signal this will stop.
We have to. And I think you say that a lot of times they try to distract for their perils at home, the tribulations
right.
at home. And why
That's
not?
Right.
The embarrassment of shooting down a passenger jet and lying about it caused riots in the streets. Soleimani's death made knocked them off their axis. So certainly on the regime level, because he was a tactician. He wasn't just a symbolic person like bin Laden. And now you have the sanctions only ratcheting up. And they've asked for a loan, I think, from the World Bank. Should they give it to him?
I don't know. They should not. And I know we are engaging with the World Bank. Look, as long as, you know, the other piece is we're seeing satellite imagery of mass graves of the Iranian regime digging mass graves around Qom, which is one of their major religious sites that people from all over the world visit. And their propaganda machine is in full, is kind of cranking out its lies, blaming the United States for the coronavirus as a biological weapon attack, and then blaming Saudi Arabia for the plunge in oil prices or in oil prices. So I absolutely would expect them to try to generate some type of external crisis to distract from its total mismanagement of its people and its economy and for its abuses.
I got two things I worry about. We have 2 minutes left. I worry about the message with this signing a peace deal with Taliban. It looks like we just want to get out. Maybe maybe Iran thinks that we could be forced out. And number two, the second thing I worry about is the fact the Iraqis seem to be playing the role of wanting us out in the area.
Well, those were some of the Iranian-backed portions of the Iraqi government. The Sunnis do not want us out. The Kurds absolutely do not want us out. And that vote that the Iraqi government took a few months ago was a lame duck vote that actually from a government that was being forced out by popular protest because they were just viewed as lackeys of the Iranian regime. I mean, look, people across the Middle East see what's going on. They want a better future. We're seeing uprisings in Lebanon. Certainly in parts of Syria where they're not being murdered and brutalized, and then across Iraq as well. And that's why we just have to keep the pressure up on this regime. But they will try to lash out, and I would expect that in the coming weeks. It's part and parcel to the Iranian regime playbook is to try to distract externally and create a crisis to distract
right.
from their own mismanagement.
And, of course, passing a resolution that does limit the president's powers to kill the next Soleimani is an embarrassment. I can't wait for the president to veto that.
Politics at its worst. I mean, at its absolute worst, that the Democrats in the House are trying to tie the president's hands right now when everything that he has done has shown
absolutely.
Nothing but restraint and the ability of our forces to defend ourselves.
Believe
and
me,
from the lowest private to the
Senator Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee and Rand Paul, too. I vehemently disagree with them. Michael, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian.
All right. Your call's next. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Nation is the streaming service celebrating America, and if you sign up now, you'll get exclusive stories of true justice all month long. Dive deep into the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart and the final hours of Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein's death was very convenient for a lot of people.
Relive America's most shocking crimes with Detective Mark Furman. Plus, our brand new daily show, Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
These are real people that need real answers.
True justice, served all month long on Fox Nation. Get your first month for 99 cents when you go to foxnation.com and sign up now.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
Liberty. Perhaps her greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld, the co-host of The Five, like you've never heard him before.
Most of my career, I heard as I was writing. I hear finished records in my head.
Right.
I mean, I hear all the parts.
Yes.
Hear all the guitar parts and the drum parts and harmony parts and whatever.
Wow.
It was always a matter of me being able to try to be able to convey what I heard to the guys in the band.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
It's a nonprofit that's going around to big companies like Walmart and Amazon, asking them to give their employees Election Day as a holiday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I like that. Right? That's like the private sector doing it. It's not government telling you that you have to do it, but I really want to know who's behind it.
Probably you would think it's a D group.
Yeah.
But so what? If you're a Republican, you can still...
Yeah, you can do it too.
It's cool.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It's not just a medical problem. Coronavirus is a legal issue, especially in the workplace. An article in the Harvard Business Review points out that employers have a legal obligation to take reasonable precautions to protect their workers from disease or injury. The article says reasonable means several things, including making sure the workplace is frequently cleaned, not just desks, keyboards, and restrooms, but things you might not think of, like door handles and elevator buttons. Companies would also be wise to inform workers of the latest information, including what to do if someone is exposed to the virus. If someone at work does test positive, the company should take a hard look at employees working from home or another location. The article suggests making sure any worker who has the virus be given enough paid time off to make sure no one returns to work too soon. Employers who don't follow these steps run the risk of lawsuits. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
This hiatus will be most likely at least 30 days. I mean, and we don't know enough, as you've all said, to be more specific and specific than that. But we wanted to give direction to our players and teams and to our fans that this is going to be roughly at least a month.
And then that message went right from the commissioner to the last game that was playing in the NBA until further notice, and that was the Dallas Mavericks game, and the owner of that team joins us now, Mark Cuban. Mark, as I just talked to you on television, but people who missed the TV show, your response was so real. It's almost mirrored how Americans felt when we got this word that our life was going to be so severely disrupted. As you read your iPhone, what did your iPhone say?
Well, it was a Samsung, but it said the season had been suspended. And I had to read it 3 or 4 times because I was in such shock. I just did not expect it at all, but obviously it happened.
It happened, and now you guys are suspended. You mentioned it to the guys. You also said something on television that night on ESPN. You go, I told the guys, I don't think you should go anywhere. I think you should stay around.
Yep.
Are they staying around?
Yes, they had no choice. because we want them to self-quarantine and stay home effectively, you know, order in as opposed to going out at all for a couple reasons. Most importantly, you know, as celebrities and very well-known athletes, people want to come up to them and take pictures all the time, even in these circumstances. And, you know, you don't want to put them in a position where they can get sick. And because they're younger, they may not be likely to suffer from the illness, but they still can be a carrier. And so going home to their parents or grandparents or kids, young kids, or you know, dealing with people who may have compromised immunity systems, that can create problems for those around them. And plus, if we want to get the season back on track and resume it at some point in the future, we need the guys to be healthy. And so by them staying healthy, the point to them was not only can you keep your friends and family healthy, but also you improve the odds of the season resuming.
Are they going to be able to use your facilities? I mean, do you imagine these teams are going to say continue to work out and use our stuff?
Well, we put a little moratorium on group workouts until Monday. We'll scrub down and sanitize as much as we can all of our facilities where we practice over this weekend. They are allowed to do rehab because some of them have injuries and, you know, just like anybody else, they have to get their work in. But for right now, we changed it some and we won't have group workouts. Hopefully that changes next week.
Well, and you've been talking to other owners. What's the reaction been? Are you guys all on the same page?
I think so. I mean, every owner is in a little bit of different circumstances, but we have some other owners like Atlanta and Detroit who are taking care of their hourly employees and paying them as if the games took place like we are. I think in terms of how we deal with the players and how we deal with fans in general, I think everybody's exactly on the same page.
So, Mark, I know you don't get to only the wealthy buy teams like this, especially in the NBA, one of the world's premier leagues. But are you just going to lose money during this time?
Yes, I will.
That's it.
I'm going to get crushed. But it just that's the way life works. You know, I always say life is half random, and this is where the random part reared its ugly head. And as an entrepreneur, I've been through unique circumstances in business. This happens to be a big one because it's global. But you just never know what's going to happen, and hopefully we'll be agile enough to not just recover, but hopefully turn it into some sort of positive and grow from here.
So, Mark, also, you guys are going to get, I hope, they say the end, I have a couple of doctors say the end of April, the numbers start decreasing, maybe open the door for your league and the NHL and Major League Baseball. But what's your message to the men's and women's basketball players who are not going to have this March Madness? They have a window, and that window closes.
It's so sad. I know. I mean, you know, you're a senior or, you know, you're going to declare for the draft, whatever it may be, and now you can't play in March Madness. You know, there's, 60 teams, and there's 215 Division I teams. So, basically, you're going to be like the other 155. You know, it's heartbreaking, and it's unfortunate, but hard life lesson. There's no way to sugarcoat it, and there's no way. Like, I have a nephew that was just named Player of the Year at his conference, and they were really looking forward to going to the March Madness, and now he can't go. And, you know, he's disappointing, but, you know, he's enough of a realist. He understands that this is a bigger issue for the country.
Something about sports hit people to its core. When you suspended everything we just mentioned, from hockey to soccer to basketball to the XFL, something about this really hit people to the core. How do you explain it?
you know, there's a bigger issue here. There are often things that are just bigger than the game. You know, we as a country, we as citizens of the world, and not to sound too overly dramatic, you know, are in the middle of something that we have to figure out. And you have to really put it in context that as much as it's a business, it's still just a game. And playing a game of basketball, football, baseball, whatever it may be, is not nearly as important as keeping people healthy. And, yeah, I recognize that similar things happen with the flu, and I'm not going to try to turn into the scientist or doctor to explain it all. But at the same time, as best we know, as best as it's been explained to us, we, the NBA, me as an entrepreneur, as the proprietor of the Dallas Mavericks, I will take responsibility for my employees and fans, and I don't want to put them in a position to be sick. And I look at it from the other side, Brian. What if, you know, we come to realize that, you know, people who went to a Mavs game, people who went to an NBA game in general, you know, turned out we had the same set of events and circumstances as what happened in New Rochelle, where one individual infected 50 different people, and now the city of New Rochelle has got the Army Reserve. They're, you know, trying to keep them under quarantine and provide guidelines. I would feel horrible, you know, and so trying to just do the right thing and try to, you know, think compassionately. Sometimes it conflicts with business and your business instincts, but I think this is a matter of doing the right thing at the right time.
And to your credit, that was your instant reaction. That wasn't your reflective reaction, because I watched your instant reaction, as I mentioned, because I watched you on ESPN. I'm going to bring you to the world, because you always think globally anyway. And Dr. Anthony Fauci on Capitol Hill yesterday on the failings of the CDC. Cut one.
The system is not really geared to what we need right now, what you are asking for. That is a failing. It is a failing. I mean, let's admit it. The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. Do I think we should be? Yes, but we're not.
But when he says getting it, those are the tests. So crisis management, the tests aren't coming quick enough. We've only tested 8,000 to 10,000 people in a country of 330 million. Where do we go from here on that? Do you admit it if you're the leading this country or leading that organization?
Yes, you absolutely have to admit it. You've got to portray the facts as they are. Because when your health, your family's health, the people you care about, your employees' health is at stake, the one thing you need is real information. Because once you make a decision based off of data and it turns out to be wrong, you stop trusting the people that you depend on. And so right now for businesses using the NBA or all professional sports as an example, we're not quite sure when this can be resolved. We know we don't have enough tests. Listening to Dr. Fauci, we don't know when it'll be resolved, whether the tests will work, whether they'll lead to a resolution. We think so based off of some of the data, but we don't know. Had we been given just the straight facts right out of the gate, we don't have enough tests, we're dealing with it, not giving us, we expect to have them next week, etc., then, you know, even though we wouldn't be happy, I think we would have a greater understanding of what's going on and be able to adapt a little bit better.
President was around somebody that had the virus, this Brazilian communications person, and then we had on CPAC. He has not been tested. Some say that if he does get tested and he is positive, the markets crash, that at risk. What do you think is greater? Do you think setting an example or the risk of people misinterpreting it and thinking this 73-year-old's health could be in jeopardy?
I think that neither one of those is the question. I think you look at, again, I'm not the doctor, I'm not the scientist, I'm just going by what I've heard and read. You know, the most susceptible population is the age group of President Trump. So it's not what will happen if the market crashes if he has it. The question is, what happens if he dies from it because he hasn't been tested and hasn't taken the precautions? Do you think it's bad if he tests positive? What happens if the worst extreme happens? And so when you look across the spectrum and apply a probability, each one of them, just telling the truth and getting the test and getting it out of the way, because even if he has it and we see that as a real problem, then we're able to understand how things happen. This isn't the 40s with Franklin Delano Roosevelt hiding he had polio, right? This is we're in an age of information. They didn't have television back then. They didn't have, they had newspapers. That was it. You know, there's so much information circulating that if you're not brutally honest in a lot of cases, it comes back to bite you. So I'd rather, if the markets are going to take a worse hit than they have right now, I'd rather take the hit, because that really won't impact the economy. It just impacts investor psychology, and markets always recover from investor psychology mistakes.
So what does the president do? He's not a scientist. He doesn't make the test. He doesn't handle the CDC, right. But yet he is the president. You know what it's yep. like to have people under you who have an expertise, even though you're in charge. Where right. does leadership come in? Where do you, like, bang the desk? And where do you cover for your people working hard? Like, how do you get the most of people when you can't control their act, their results?
Look, any organization, there's going to be people who make mistakes. That's just the nature of the job. But you have to recognize that that's going to occur. So, number one, he's got to say, you know what? I'm not a scientist, but I'm trusting Dr. Fauci. I'm trusting Secretary Azar. These are the folks that we're going to defer to, and I'm going to let them speak. Where he made a mistake was he made it about himself, right? I think, I don't need to rehash all of that. There's no reason to second guess all of that. But the reality is he needs to just extract himself out of it and really just be, you know, try to show some balance, right, to say, you know what, this isn't good, but we're going to rally together. We're going to come together as a country. And if he asked me, what I would tell him is, any statement, and I would say the same thing to Nancy Pelosi, I'd say the same thing to Chuck Schumer, I'd say the same thing to any politician. Any statement that starts with Democrats or Republicans is the wrong statement. Any statement that starts with we the people and discuss what we need to do, how we need to rally, is the right statement. And I think that's where he needs to get to. Again, and, you know, I'll criticize him and I'll criticize Pelosi, all of them, because they're making this too much about politics and not enough about bringing people together. Because the one thing about this virus, it's contracted person to person. It's contracted from surfaces. You know, all the things we hear Dr. Fauci say. And so we have to help each other.
Yep.
We have to be compassionate and understanding to each other, because there's nothing the government can do to eliminate a germ on a desk or a phone or a sneeze. But what the government can do is give us confidence that we all can work together and help each other. And that's what's missing. And I think if I was going to pick one mistake, it's not even the number of tests. It's taking the precautions and encouraging people to be vigilant and encouraging us to work together. And then there's the economic side of it. Unless we, again, are supportive of each other, being supportive of small business. I just literally walked into a coffee shop where they told me their business was down 10% and they think it's going to go down 20% here shortly as their office buildings clear out. I can't drink caffeine, but I bought a tea that I didn't drink just to help them and left a tip. You know, just little things like that. Now, I'm in a little different financial position, but my $5 that I just spent, you know, is a tiny smidgen of help. But if everybody does the same thing
yep.
and supports their local business where they can, we're not going to remove it. We're not going to solve it. But we're going to help a little bit, and that might save some jobs. Every little bit matters.
Absolutely, Mark. Mark Cuban, can't thank you enough. I look forward to talking to you again throughout this crisis.
Anytime, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Mark Cuban, self-made success story, sharing his story. When we come back, Dr. Michael Bodden joins us. Don't move.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Gold is on a run again. Experts say the coronavirus could tank global economies, so investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch your accounts dwindle day by day. Head for safety and catch the gold rally now. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers just like you. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-600-4849 and ask about our free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion, 800-600-4849.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Nancy Grace is coming to Fox Nation.
I want justice. These are real people that need real answers.
This former prosecutor fights for the victims.
This is a never-ending pursuit. I look at things differently.
Because every case deserves to be heard.
I hold people accountable for their actions. And it's important victims know someone still cares.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Available now. Sign up now and your first month is just 99 cents.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to come.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is a thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Nancy Grace is coming to Fox Nation.
I want justice. These are real people that need real answers.
This former prosecutor fights for the victims.
This is a never-ending pursuit. I look at things differently.
Because every case deserves to be heard.
I hold people accountable for their actions. And it's important victims know someone still cares.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Available now. Sign up now and your first month is just 99 cents.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
We pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to come.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is a thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think confidently we can say we'll probably see it peak, at least initially, probably in late April, early May. We may see an uptick in the fall again, but I don't think we're looking at 2 years. That's, I think, wishful thinking.
That was Dr. Thomas Frieden weighing in on how long this is going to last. Joining us now, if you're watching Fox Nation, Dr. Michael Bodden's here. He's all excited, as I am, because he has a special on Fox Nation, the final hours of Jeffrey Epstein. Go to foxnation.com, download the app, and it's up for 99 cents for this month because of this True Justice Month. Dr. Bodden, do you believe that this doctor's onto something? End of April, we'll see a big change?
That's what we're hoping for. The problem is that this is a brand new virus. There's no immunity to it as we have for the other flu viruses. And it may be that this does what the other flu viruses have done, is they go down in the summer, but maybe not. And we don't know yet, till we do enough testing, who's at risk, what to do. And hopefully it'll turn out like the flu viruses and it'll go away come the summer.
80% have mild symptoms.
That's with regular flu. Right now, most of our information is coming from the China experience. We have to see who's at risk and how to develop strategies against it. But supposedly, if it's like the other flus, 80% or so people will be perfectly fine.
This Wuhan virus started in China. They're now blaming us for starting it. As a doctor, is that the most ridiculous statement?
Well, yes. Apparently, there's very good evidence that it was carried by bats, the virus, as other...
They eat bats?
And the bats then bite animals, pangolin and other animals, that then the Chinese sell in the open food markets. We don't have that in the United States. It couldn't have come from the United States. It came from the same way that the SARS virus came from animals that were bitten by bats.
So that it starts there.
Yeah.
What about the people who say there's long-term effects, even when you beat the virus? Does this coronavirus have long-term effects?
We don't know. Humans have never had this particular virus before.
We don't have a case study.
So we have no studies, and the hope is that it will act like the other coronaviruses. The common cold is a coronavirus, and that is very, the symptoms and the effects are very mild. But we can get one, and this one is spreading very fiercely, and the very important difference with all the other viruses is that with the other viruses, you get sick, and then you start spreading viruses. Here, you don't get sick. You spread the virus for about a week or two. Nobody knows it. You look perfectly healthy. Coming across the border, me and you sitting here talking to each other, could be infected with the virus, and we could be spreading the virus without being sick. And then we eventually may get sick. The sickness, 80% so far looks like it'll be mild.
30 seconds. Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, you excited about this special?
Yes, I think that the special goes about Jeffrey Epstein's final days and how we still don't have enough information, in my opinion, to determine whether it's homicide or suicide. That has not yet been released yet. The scene of death has been totally destroyed initially, and we don't know the position of his body when the guards first found him dead.
The final hours of Jeffrey Epstein on Fox Nation. Dr. Michael Bodden knows it all and shared it all. Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you, Brian.
Go download that app, Fox Nation.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971, Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.